Blog Talk.
And I'm here, man. Are you all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is flavor, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. It can't be beat, the clash with me. That'll leave all your jaws and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/The Remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone. Thank you guys so much for your patience. It is Friday night. It is Friday the 13th, March the 13th. And of course, you are live in The Remix. So good to have everyone here. I don't know about you guys, but feeling really good tonight. It is Friday the 13th, and great things are happening on today. Had an amazing day. So it is so good to see you guys here joining me live in the forum tonight. Want to say welcome, of course. I see you guys all greeting me here, right here on the phone lines as I come in the door. So it's good to see the Remix family. And also know that the chat room is open as well. Now, if you want to get on over, you can come on over and join us in the chat form. If you don't know how to get here, let me go ahead and give you some directions. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, and the chat room is open. You can come on in. Come on in and join us in the forum family. I see you guys. Greetings to everyone out there. So good to see you guys in the house tonight. Everyone is over here joining us. 646-652-2711 is the number to call for us joining us in the weekend. Hey, did you guys know this? Did you know that during this year so far, we have had only two Friday the 13th? The first one was about 6 weeks ago. Well, excuse me, 13 weeks ago. It was 13 weeks ago that we actually had the Friday the 13th. So it is now Friday the 13th now, and 13 weeks from now, we'll have another Friday the 13th. And so this is an amazing share that has come together. I'm going to be bringing you a remix first. You know how we do, right here on The Remix. And be introducing you tonight to Bilal. Bilal Muhammad is going to be coming to us, talking to us tonight about his exciting new project, which is his book, and everything that encompasses the Bilal experience. We'll get a chance to really find out what that is, experience it here. And tonight, Bilal is going to be talking about words that manifest. And boy, oh boy, is this going to be a first and a share for you guys tonight. So grab your pens, grab something to write with because you'll need that too. We're going to get into the share here. We have some housekeeping things to take care of. I see the chat room filling itself up and the phone lines as well. So good to see you guys. I'm so glad it's Friday. I don't know about you guys, but it's been a pretty busy week for me. Busy in a very, very good way, but a pretty, pretty busy week. It's been a busy week. So we're going to be doing some jams tonight. We're going to dance a little bit tonight. We're going to move around. Welcome, welcome, everyone here in The Remix. Welcome, you guys. It's so good to have everybody in the house. We're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue. Yeah, we're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue. We're going to do Baby Blue here, get us kicked off remix style. And as everybody just gather themselves in and take their seats, good to see you guys in the house.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in The Remix.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, yeah!
how we do. So, now a little baby blue.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
That's right. So true. If nothing else moves you, life will. Well, you guys, I could not be bringing you better news, and not on a better day. Friday the 13th. Guess what, everybody? The Oracle deck is official. It is ready. It is ready to go. It is ready for you to have. So you can get the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. That's right. The Oracle deck is ready. All you have to do so that you can find out all the details, you can get your orders in as soon as you send them in, is email me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Just send me an email, and I'm actually going to be doing something very, very special for those of you who order within the next 48 hours, those of you who get your Oracle decks in the next 48 hours. Now, check this out. Here's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to do a very special orientation for everybody who gets the Oracle deck, and you can order as many as you like. Just tell us your information. Sister Manya will be sending you back everything you need to do so that you can get the Oracle deck, and you can get as many as you want. Don't matter where in the world you're ordering from, it can go everywhere. So I'm so proud of this project that I worked on for over 9 months. We actually gave birth to this project 9 months to the date with the sister Pure Feminine Energy, the sister out of the UK that did some of the amazing images on there. I can tell you guys, this is such a magical deck, and when you hold it in your hands and you get to see it for yourself, you definitely will be able to do that. So definitely what I want you to do, I'm going to be doing this for the next 48 hours. Anyone who places their order within the next 48 hours, I'm actually going to take you through a personal one-on-one in the Kundalini Lab. That's right. The Kundalini Lab is officially open. We'll talk about that too. But you'll get to go to the Kundalini Lab and get a personal introduction on how to begin to tune your psychic oracle deck. So you'll get a chance to do that. Within the next 48 hours. So email me if you want to find out information. You have to do the work. Email me question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, and definitely go in. And Sister Manya will send you all of that. Just put in the header. You want to know about the Oracle deck. You can put the cards, whatever, just so we know that that's what you're emailing us for, and we can get that information to you. Now, next thing I want to say is just thank you to everyone who has invested in themselves and did that investment in themselves when it came to the Know Your Magic audio workbook. And so everyone, those who are still getting it today, those of you who are still downloading it, it is wonderful. You guys are giving that amazing feedback, how it's really just changing lives all over the world. And so I'm just very, very happy about that. And I just want to say thank you to you guys. Part 2 is going to be coming out. Some of you are emailing now for that Oracle deck. I am so, oh, man, that Oracle deck. Everything. The whole deck was channeled by me. The images was channeled by powerful sister, the sister Pure Feminine Energy out of the UK. If you don't know her, you need to get with her too. But once you see these images, which I have one of them up tonight, you will just see. We've been talking about the deck, and so now it's an opportunity. And anyone can use it, from your children to the oldest to the youngest, any of them. Any of them can use it. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, any of those can use it. All right. So I know that you guys who are here for that will be able to get the deck, and you'll be able to do that. So welcome, everybody. We got a show that we're going to go. I know we kicked off about 13 minutes a little on time tonight, but 13 minutes on time tonight, but we're going to be bringing on, I'm telling you, the Brother Bilal is going to come. We're going to have a lot of fun tonight. We're going to do it remixed out. We're going to move a little bit, get some energy going here. I don't know about you guys. I'm moving about 1,000 miles an hour here tonight. And moving about 1,000 miles an hour tonight. And so that means I'm quick on the trigger. Quick behind the trigger. Also want to put this out there, want to give some ashes out there, definitely. You know, Steve Coakley made his transition, just want to give a big ashe to him and to all others, known and unknown, that have transitioned themselves over into the ancestor realm as well to do that. So just want to give a big, big ashe to them. Yes. And then also, I want to say this to you guys as well, too. You know, Brother Panic is coming on Sunday night. Brother Panic is going to be in the house. That's going to be another great share. So we have a great weekend, a weekend full of brothers. We got Brother Bilal coming on tonight, and we also have Brother Panic coming on Friday. So we have a weekend for the brothers. Looks like we need a sister weekend. But anyway, we're going to keep going, you guys, live here in the remix. All right, so we're going to move around a little bit. Move around. We're going to get up. We're going to move around and dance just a little bit, just to kind of, for those of you who may not done some moving around, this will be a good time for you to kind of do some moving around. So we're going to do that. We're going to do some moving around tonight. So, yeah, we're going to do some. I see you guys in the chat room. You guys are something else. I see you in the chat room. So we're going to, I'm looking for something here on the board. And by the way, let me also say this. The readings have been simply amazing. Simply amazing. And I am just loving the connection that all of us are making, everyone from all over. So that's always a good thing. And I'm loving that connection that we're making with each other around the world. And so it's good to be able to have that. It's good to be able to have that connection with us. Of course, we know, you guys, Mark Zimmerman is in custody, and so keep sending that energy out there. We want to keep sending that energy out there as well. We'll be talking about some of those other things on Sunday's show. Tonight we're going to be talking about words that manifest. Yes, words that manifest. Yes, yes. Now, I also want to talk about the baby lotus readings and the glowing lotus readings. Been sending those out, you guys. I got an influx a couple of months ago with tons of them. And so know that they are definitely still coming out. I'm sending them out every week. And I want to thank all of the amazing parents who are so have been so patiently awaiting for this opportunity, for this time, you know, for that. So I just want to say thank you guys for that too, because the parents are getting the nice, getting those nice recordings that are going out as well. So we're going to get ready to, We're going to get ready to jam a little bit here. We are. Let's see. I think this.
Check 1 2 1 2. Who got more style than Sun do? Check 1 2 1 2. Who got more style than Sun do? Check 1 2. Yo, I'm hot like 95 Fahrenheit on a summer night, tight spot where bodies rot. Rats straight from water drops in the streets, niggas. Little kids scared cops with red dots. Philosophical gangster with violent priors. Going back like black and white TVs with pliers. Leaning on broke down cars with flat tires. Flash iron on anybody trying on the blocks I'm supplying on. Mighty Kong, my peeps, top balloons up and swallow them in the penile. Got goons, lots of them.
cops beat them and run, don't want no drama. Certain parts of the streets, the beast don't want a part of. Martyr, hood haunted like the Dakota, where John Lennon was shot up. But he sang for peace, he banged for freedom. Came with wild Jamaicans from Kingston who drank Irish Moss. Listening to Peter Winston McIntosh. Lightning hits the top of the church steeple when I'm writing. Semi-automatic, no hype, it's frightening. The thieves sing, play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thieves sing, play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thieves sing, play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thieves sing, play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. I take summers off cause I love winter beef. Started 87 with the shoddy and the sheep. 3/4 length beige, dressed to kill, bust a shell at the ground. Pellets hit the crowd, nobody like a stitch, everybody shut their mouth. Woolrich, Carhartt, gunpowder stains, smelling like trees, sesamil on the brain. Steaming on your girl's bamboos on your chain, got ill up on the train. Twisting off a cap of the English in my vein, might have pushed you on the tracks. Jeff crack fiends who can't speak scream noises, cause she bought a drum of soap from one of my boys. It's just another day in the hood, and I'm with some wild brothers up to no good. We saw the movies like Tony Montana and them, but our style was lit, them pals, and we robbing them. Money dudes make them come up out their shoes, run they jewels, word is bonds, while my man Nino gone, and I had to make a song speaking on my old life for the thieves who come out at night. The thieves sing, play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thieves sing, play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief thing, play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief thing, play me at night, they won't act right. Understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. 1, 2. Check 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Check 1, 2, 1, 2. Who got more style than Sundu? Sundu.
All right, everyone, welcome to the remix, and let's go ahead and give a very, very warm welcome as we welcome our guest, very first time here live in the remix on the platform. Talking to us tonight is going to be Bilal. We're going to be talking about words that manifest, and he'll be speaking on the mathematics of life and the problem number 13, which is his latest project. I call him the modern day Doctor Who. One of the things that you guys will be able to do tonight is you're going to be able to get the Bilal experience. So let's go ahead and welcome Brother Bilal to the forum.
Yes, it is. Can you hear me?
Yes. Peace and greetings to you, Bilal. How are you doing?
I'm fine this evening. Fine. How are you this evening, Miss Boo?
I am doing well. I am doing very, very well, actually. It is Friday the 13th, and what a perfect day. I just want to say thank you for joining us here, coming on to be able to share with us here tonight on the remix. People are sending shots out already, telling you big ups, and thank you from all over having you on the forum tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it, and I would like to say hello to the family. I feel like the American Express card, like I've been a member since, you know, 09, you know. So, you know, but I really appreciate everything you do. And, you know, I have to give you some shouts out because you work so hard. And I appreciate you just dedicating your, you know, weekend to doing your work. So thank you first.
Okay, well, thank you. It's good to have you in the forum. I know we're going to be doing a lot of things tonight. I know we'll also get a chance to talk a little bit about your new project that you have out, one of many of your new projects, which is about your new book that's coming out. But first, I want you to tell everybody just a little bit about, I kind of gave them a taste of what the Bilal experience is. I call you kind of the modern-day Doctor Who, and I know we're going to be talking about the mathematics of life and problem 13. Can you give us some insight on that?
Well, first of all, the book itself is it's been inspired to really drive us to opening that door. Because if you notice where we are at this time, it's like it's a lot going on, and
yes.
What the book is designed to do is get us to come to a complete stop. so we could surrender and let go whatever is not working. Because if you feel like you're going to lose it, you have lost it already. So and what happened, the pressure is coming from, you know, us trying to just hold on to things that's no longer good for our growth. So, you know, it's really a doorway to the opening for you to get into your thing you call heaven.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Beautiful. So we'll be talking about that. I know we'll be doing some exercises tonight and really getting into the mathematics of life, and also taking some questions as well. I know that's a big part of your forum. One of the things that you do is open it up for questions. So we'll be doing that. For those of you out there listening, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And we'll be taking those calls a little later. But first, let's talk about why words are so important. Why is words so important?
Well, what happened, we live in a word construct. And, you know, from childhood, we grow up hearing that, you know, we grow up, you know, we born in sin. And the more research I realized I did, they wasn't talking about the S-I-N sin. We're talking about synonyms. So what happened, the power of the word. The word to the mind is like fuel to the car. So it's like certain words we tell ourselves that could, you know, get us charged up, or certain words we could tell ourselves to make us go down. You understand? So, you know, the words are our bond. You understand? So that's like when you give a word to a person and don't keep it, you know, it everything falls apart. So it's really the silicone, just like the bond. It's a silicone, just like the silicone inside the earth. It plugs everything up so you could, you know, stay sound and solid. So, you know, but the word is a very, very important thing to keep.
Yes, it is. And so I know this has been a quest that you've been doing. You've actually been doing your work, and this is the beauty about some of these things when it comes to us connecting in so many different ways, that you've been doing this work, I know, now for a good 15 to 20 years now.
Yeah,
so
I'm sorry. It's been about 17 years of work, and it really looked like it was going all over the place, but it just looked like it really come back to one common denominator. You know, so it really comes right back to you. You understand?
Right.
So that's why it's problem 13, because you are the problem solver. Yeah.
Right. So problem 13, that's beautiful, and I really, really love that. So let's take a look at some words. What are some of the things when we start to talk about problem 13? First, let's talk about that. Us being the problem, and when it comes to understanding the mathematics of life, what is the word?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, to start with, it's the word itself, problem. You know, we don't have a healthy definition with the word. It's just like the word is a gem, you know, just like we say, like a diamond or a ruby, but it's our mind needs to go back to the workout gym. You understand? So when we start to get definition of words, we're able to shape our mind and cut our mind up, you know, just like a diamond. You know, and then the more healthy relationship we have with its definition, just like problem, I don't see problem as a problem. I see problem as a solution waiting to get solved. You understand? So so we come here just like a void, and we come here to fill a spot. That's what makes you unique. You able to solve this unique problem. This is what etched you out in your craft of what you do, you know?
Right. It makes sense. It makes a lot of sense, particularly when it comes to that. So can we take a word? I know we're going to be doing some exercises here and kind of getting everybody involved, but can we take a particular word? Or I guess I will ask you, when did you recognize that some of these meanings of the words, because I know you see them very differently when we're looking at words. Like you said, we were born in sin, not necessarily the S-I-N sin, but the synonym of that.
Right.
So when did you begin to really kind of see these words and really recognize their true nature?
Well, it came through my love of mathematics. I studied numerology and numbers for at least 10 years, and it just looked like it naturally branched off into, you know, understand the word. And what I had started noticing was a pattern. It's like there were words inside of the words, and then it's just like the, you know, like the words were starting to marry each other. And just like in a dictionary, each word, every word next to each other is just like cousins. They're all related. And then I recognize it's like each word is designed to do something different. It's like an angel. So, you know, so I really, you know, started looking at it. And then, you know, it just started, they just started talking. You understand? So, you know, and hopefully tonight we could, you know, just have an organic process where, you know, some of these words come naturally and you'll be able to hear the word inside of the word. It's like going beyond just what you're looking at.
Right, right.
Yes.
And can you give us an example of a word? And let's just break a word down and start to do that. Yes.
Well, let's start with just look at a word as simple as one of our most powerful components, which is hearing, like the word hear, H-E-A-R. If you add a T on to it, you have heart.
Right.
You understand? Right. And it's letting you know that the hearing is so important because it's coming from the heart. But you also have ear inside of the word, hear and heart. So it's letting you know where the hearing is coming from. So it's so many different layers to each word. And the more you look at it, the more multidimensional you start to look at the world around you.
Right, right. Yes, beautiful, beautiful. So I'm excited. I know that this has been a journey for you, and the work that you're doing, and we're all here doing the work, and everybody is kind of like looking at their words that they're speaking, and words can tell you a lot how people use words. I know I'm a big one on words, and I know that words definitely can tell you a lot, and I know that words also can really give you insight on where you are, physically where you are in your life, just based upon your language, just based upon the words. Yeah.
Well, what you have to realize, every word is coming from your heart. Even if I ask you how you're doing today and you say I'm doing fine, I mean, you know, there's a vibration even in the word. You know, even if you look to mask that word up, you could start to see through it because eventually you're going to start speaking from your heart.
Yes.
So you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the words, just like I say, to become fuel to the body. It's like it's not really what other people tell us, but it's what we tell ourselves that keeps us charged up and, you know, motivated and ready to go.
Right, right. And it's so needed in this particular time. I know that this is a work that you've counseled thousands and done a lot of workshops of speaking with when it comes to the Bilal experience that has a lot to do with the language, and it has a lot to do with the words, and really just taking a look at understanding sort of this embodiment when it comes to the mathematics of life and understanding these things of the words. So,
Well, it was real time lessons. You know, it's just like if you're watching sports on TV or anything. It's not in if you're watching it from TV, it's not in real time. You know, it's almost a 6 to 7 second delay. But we really have some real time work here. You know, where we did real experiments on, you know, with people, and what I come to find out that everybody that thought they had a problem really found itself as the common denominator in the middle of their own thing they created. You understand? So it's like, you know what I'm saying? We get caught up, but we can't see ourselves. It's like we don't have a mirror to see what our role is in whatever we done created. You understand? So it's like, you know, in that real time, you can't see it, but when you step back from it, even some of your worst lessons become, you know, a lifelong lesson for you to remember things.
Yeah, so true. So true. And that's much of what I do in the readings and in the sessions, be able to look at that. And I know just through our connection, it's been, I take these words. I always knew that words were very powerful and how we can begin to give them our own meaning. But there is also a meaning within the message of the word, even more close to heart, you know, when it comes to those words, not only the words, like you said, that you speak or you write, but the words that you tell yourself, because that's truly where the impact is going to come from. So I'm ready when you are. We can actually get into one of the exercises. I know you have a few things planned for us today to take a look at, and everybody has their pen and their paper ready.
All right, that sounds good. But the first thing we're going to do, we're gonna really go through the alchemy process. We're gonna look at, you know, what the great alchemists have discovered, and hopefully tonight we get to uncover a lot of, you know, like mysteries, like we see, you know, as we bring some things to the light. The first thing I'm gonna do is get you to draw a triangle. Yeah, we're making a pyramid here.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to put two lines through a triangle, right? In that bottom section, we're gonna put truth. In the next section, we're looking to go to the top of the pyramid, we're going to put honesty.
Honesty.
And in the very top, we're putting the gold cap back on the pyramid. At the very top is the gold, which is where the alchemist lives. And you could also translate that word to G-O-A-L, which is a goal.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
All right.
And what happens here is the reason we have truth and honesty separated, because it's a big difference in telling the truth and being honest.
Okay.
What happens, the truth sets you free to be honest. Okay?
Yes.
And what happened, the truth only benefits the person that tells it.
I like that.
All
yes.
Right? So it's just like if we go to a regular concert. I could tell you the truth without being honest with you. I could tell you the truth and say, hey, it was a great concert, but in all honesty, they didn't sing none of the songs I like. So it's a big difference. You understand?
Right.
So the honesty is where the alchemist must take place, because if we're not honest with ourselves, we'll never get a chance to follow blood the ball and really get to that goal process, because our goal is to stay light, and you only become light when you're in honesty, the raw you, being honest. The being is honest, no matter what.
The being honest.
And see, that's the magic of number 13. Because if you put the 1 and 3 together, you have the beat. It makes a beat. You know what I'm saying? So the 13 is the number of the being. And that's where we are at this present time. Okay? And so with that triangle, we're going to make another triangle at the bottom.
Okay.
So what we're really making is a diamond.
Okay.
All right? And we're drawing two lines through that.
Okay.
And we at the top with the lie.
Lie.
Dishonesty.
Dishonesty.
And the cap at the bottom is lead.
Lead, L-E-A-D? Lead.
L-E-A-D, the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Because the alchemist's mission is to transfer lead to gold.
Mm-hmm.
But they never told you they were talking about, like, the lead in the person's ass. It's like being lazy. You understand? So what happened, you're looking to turn this lead into a gold mine. So if you look at this diamond, it's no different from playing baseball. They play baseball on the diamond, all right? Because this is the capability of the mine. You're talking about a diamond mine.
Right.
Okay? And what we're looking to do is cut the mine up into this diamond where we can see everything crystal clear through its facets, through its cuts. Whatever you're looking to do, but you're looking to transfer this lead to gold.
Right. And
what we do, each time, even telling a lie, even being dishonest, you always have an opportunity to go to the upside of this pyramid.
Right.
That's where the real power is when you're being dishonest and you could go and face your fear and be honest with that person. There's nothing
right.
like that, because it's not that you're not lying to no one else but yourself.
Right.
You see, so whatever, even like if you have a perception of who you think you are, people
right.
know already who you are. You understand? It's you putting up this
That's
facade
right.
of who you are. But when you become
right.
honest with yourself,
yes.
yeah, you could accomplish that. No doubt about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this even look at lead. And what happened, lead and lead is spelled the same way.
It sure is, lead and
lead. You understand? So you're looking to be led, and you know, and you need to be leading, you know, but it's spelled the same way. You understand? And this, these are the things you have to look at. You know, it's so subtle. And if you, you know, if you blink your eye, if you don't take your time and study and do your work, you'll never see it. You're always looking to be led.
Right.
Instead of just leading yourself. Or be
right.
Self-led.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. Right, yes.
So the experience is about we doing different exercises and bringing different looks. You know, just like going into the workout gym, like I say, we doing different exercises to shock the mind and to shock you back into who you
right.
are born to be.
Right.
Okay.
Beautiful. Everyone is definitely loving that. So we have our pyramid here, and this is for us to take a look, and you can be able to take a look at the pyramid and see how the alchemy can actually be done.
And do we done made this thing too complicated. We done made it too complicated. You know, they're talking about turning, lead to gold. I could turn anything to gold. I could sell my car tomorrow and go buy some gold with it. See, it's no process on doing that. You could turn anything to gold. It depends on how you're looking at this thing. Because if you turn this paper sideways and look at that pyramid, it looks like an eye. It makes an eye.
Right.
You understand? You know, and what happened, our deception and our perception of things is the thing that's really stopping us from getting and achieving what we're truly looking to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
beautiful. And the conversation, the talk is really the talk that you have for yourself, because we know anytime really
right.
when you're speaking words,
right.
you're speaking them outside of yourself. It really that perception can be taken so many different ways too.
Well, I discovered that doing workshops. You know, I travel around the country doing workshops. And, you know, I got to a point where I thought, well, I said, man, I'm killing them. I got them rolling. Boy, I'm really helping them, educating. And then myself told me, said, look, you're not talking to none of these people. You're really talking to yourself.
That's
so I
right.
was like, God damn, look, I'm sick. I must be, you know, I have to know all of this, you understand?
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, so it's this void I was looking to fill in myself, you understand, the whole time. I thought
right.
I was helping someone. And you know, and that's another myth also. Can't nobody bring nothing out of you that's not in you already. That's what education is about. That do mean to draw out. So you can't draw nothing out of a person that's not in them. So the whole idea of someone teaching you something is a facade also.
Yeah.
You understand?
It's just
I'm just reminding you what you already know. How can we have a conversation about it if you don't know it already?
If you don't know it. It's so true.
So
and you know,
compliment.
Yes, beautiful. I often say this, Bilal, that the work that we want to do the most is the work that we need to learn for ourselves. And I
right.
recognize that when I'm doing a reading, that
right.
I'm also reading me. You know, this is a reflection
right.
also
right.
of me. And when we're talking and saying things on the show, it's a reminder for me. This is
right.
my reminder to put out to myself. Beautiful. Love that.
This is how diverse we are. We are so multidimensional. We are on so many different levels at one time. You know what
right.
I'm saying? And you know, and so what happened is the people around us become mirrors of who we are, who we don't want to be, who we may become. You understand?
Right.
So it's, you know, but we really have to look at ourselves in so many different aspects, but it's in the work. It's all in the work.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So that's what in the 13th. And I'm here to even tell you right now that the 13, none of this is set up. All of this is organic. You know, it's nothing pre-planned. And the 13
right.
really represents 1,300 hours. It's 1 o'clock, y'all. It's time to go back to work. Yeah, it's 1,300 hours. Yeah, we're at the 13 now. On a universal clock, we in the 13,000 years. It's 1,300 hours right now.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, yes. So it's time to go back to work. And I'm going to tell you another facade. Nobody can tell you what your purpose is. Your purpose is locked inside of your work.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We could uncover our, we could go and learn about yourself, follow your interests, But can't nobody give you your purpose. Your purpose is to go and discover yourself.
Yes.
That is the purpose. Go discover yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. That's so true. So true.
And whatever method you use to do that, you know, and be honest with you, my revelation came from me being honest with myself and knowing I know enough to achieve what I truly wanted. I had to be honest with that. To a dead stop because I couldn't go no farther anyway.
Right.
With who I was becoming. So it brought me to a dead stop to surrender, because surrender means to turn yourself in. Go to the inside. Turn yourself in. Lock yourself up. Lock yourself up with yourself. Why do you think they call the greatest punishment solitary confinement? You in there by yourself. That's a punishment?
Right.
That's crazy.
Right.
So turn yourself in and see what you look like on the inside. Don't do the perception. Don't give me what you think you want to be. Go turn yourself
and
create that.
That's right.
You know, so, yeah.
Right. Love that. Love that. Everybody is loving this and really being able.
But we're looking to have fun tonight. You know, that's what the Bala experience is. That's what it is.
Yes. And so for those of you who want to reach out to Brother Bilal and also get the book, one of his latest projects, or find out more about the Bilal experience, you can definitely email him, or you can contact him. You could go to the website, actually, and the website is www.bilalbalahtheexperience.com, and you can go there.
But I truly appreciate the Remix family. You know, I'm on every Friday and Saturday listening, you know, and it's so inspiring, you know, and just to, you know, be able to share the work and, you know, just to know the reward that's inside of the work. But you're not going to get around the work. We came here to work, to be honest with you. We came here to work to discover ourselves and then rediscover yourself, because who you are is who you always been.
That's
understand,
right.
though, you know, so it's no thing greater than being self.
Yeah,
being yourself.
Definitely time to know your magic and know it in a very, very powerful way. So it is so good. It is so good to have you in the house and to have us go through these words and begin to look at that. I know we're going to be taking a look at some other exercises that we're doing here. We just finished the one with the alchemy and the diamond, taking the lead and the gold, and really recognizing that it is time to get back to work. So tell us some of the things, some more about this experience, and what can readers find when they get the book, and more about what you discovered.
Well, I tell you, with the book, it's a spirit that lives inside the book on how I even came about doing the book. You know, the true inspiration, I was really doing a fast. I was on like about a 16-day fast. And in about the ninth day, you know, it came to me to do a small book, though. It say what we need to do is start getting to the point. You understand? And it's like it don't take no 300-400-page book. Because what's time to come online is they have a living book that's coming. It's the illuminating book. So you're supposed to, this light's supposed to come on inside of you, and you're supposed to be able to read everything and anything at any precise time. It's not about reading no outside physical book. It's just to activate you into just doing more work, into doing your work, into your study. You see, so you know, so the book has a grid that brings you to the door, but it's a certain lesson you got to get before you go into this door of heaven. You understand? And it's not, and see, we have this misconception about heaven. It's not like a casino where they have all these cameras. So it's not going to be no stealing. You understand? It's not going to be no lying. It's all honesty. Honesty is the honey. You understand? And no matter what, just be honest. Being is honest.
Right.
See?
Yeah.
So, but the experience is composed. It's is organically set up. I mean, we may do anything in the experience. You understand? So it's like we really detail it to who really want the experience and what we're looking to achieve.
Right,
and we're
right.
going to be working on stuff. We may come there and do the chatting and just do a rituals. You understand? Just to bring us back to a certain
right.
sense. But you know, we are customized it to what we're looking to achieve.
Right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Beautiful. 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 Okay, you guys. That's right. We are live here in the Remix with Bilal. And for those of you who want to take a look at the website, you can do that, www.bilaltheexperience.com. You can definitely go there to get that. So you guys, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Go ahead, Bilal. You were going to say something?
Yeah, what I was saying is another thing, too. We got too far. We need to go back to, like, the basics of the fundamentals, you know. So that's why we brought it right back to mathematics. Just basic addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. You understand? So, you know, don't
right.
go to the calculus or the algebra just yet. You understand? Let's come back down to earth so we could, you know, just our bearings back here. You understand? But we have a tendency to get way out there, like for
right.
real, you know.
Right. Right,
so,
right.
You know, so it's
mm-hmm.
about coming back down to earth. It's about like clicking your heels and just go back home.
Right.
You know, so you get way
yeah.
too far away from home.
Way too far away from home, which
yeah.
lives within the heart. Lives within
exactly,
the heart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly yeah. where it's at. Exactly
and recognizing those synonyms. So
you,
what process does these things, When we come to our senses, I know you were talking about the synonyms. Why are they so important that we begin to understand the synonyms?
Well, one word could mean 100 different things. You understand? So you know, I mean, even like the word fear. I mean, fear is not designed to paralyze you. You could redefine it and make it work in your benefit. Fear is
right.
really letting you know it's just some more work needs to be done.
Yes.
It's also a natural part of the process. I mean, coverage can't even exist without fear.
Mm-hmm.
But what
mm-hmm.
what happened is that we hear the word fear and we start fearing. You get
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So it's not.
Right.
We need just a broader view. So what we do, we use different words and bring us to different, you know, synonyms and different other words to make this become a positive. Because,
right.
I mean, just like your car battery, like I say, if without that negative post, it won't even start up.
That's
so negative
right.
have its place also. Even like my brother, that's a photographer, he can't even develop his pictures if he don't have negatives.
Yes, so true.
You understand? So it's just how you looking at this word is making you either shut down or go full speed. And so we just need to get a healthier appetite for the words and the definitions.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, to bring us where we're looking to go.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay. Well, I think this is good. We can move on to the next exercise. I know we're going to be doing something else, and then we'll be doing some sharing here. So whenever
okay.
you're ready to lead us into that, we're ready.
Okay. Okay. Well, the next thing we're going to do, we're going to go in the square. We're going to draw the square on the paper.
Okay.
All right. And what I found was we really have to get back to our square. It's just like the individual tiles on the floor. Every square on that floor is not your square. Everyone has a specific square they stand on. Okay? And what happened, I'm gonna give you some words to put at each part of the square. With the top line put man. Okay. With the right hand side of the square, put the bull.
Okay.
At the bottom of the square, put eagle, the bald eagle. And on that left hand side, put the lion.
Okay.
All right. And what I'm just using this as symbolry, all right? So what we're doing with the man is like it's different levels of depth. because the number 13 is also associated with debt. Okay, so if we start with the bull, the debt, the bull fear is DEBT, debt, the financial debt. That's why you have the bull market.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And if we go down to the eagle. Eagle fear of debt is deception. Because the eagle also represents our ego. We start flying so high, and it's time to come back, but it's our deception. That's like a person with a big ego. They're in a certain deception, a certain perception of themselves.
Right.
Okay? And mm-hmm. with the line, with the physical line, it's the debt, D-E-A-T-H. Which is that lion always fear that next younger lion come and take him out. So that's the courage move you get. And with man is connected to intelligence because we're talking about a mindset. So we talk about the depth. D-E-P-H-T. This is like, you know, usually knowing your magic or knowing your work. You know, you're taking your time and working this out piece by piece so you can add on.
Right.
But what we do with this square, we looking for this key word that's been with us forever. Because we look at this whole pi equation on how everything keeps making a circle. So what we do, we look for this key word that either has been a hindrance to us or it's been a help to us, and we start building our square. Like, we have to be honest about what we truly fear. And for example, like all the workshops we did, the majority thing what people feared was the fear of success. The fear of failing.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened, they were thinking about failing so much, guess what was happening?
they were failing.
Yeah, because
right.
they planted failing in the mind so much, you could only produce what you think about the most.
That's right. So wherever energy goes, thought flows. Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. So what happened, they were successful, but they were just successful at failing.
Right.
You understand? So it's just having that healthy mind, that shift where you start focusing on more what you want and not what you don't want.
Right.
You know, so that's why we, you know, even myself, you know, even in my beginning, you know, it was nine brothers sitting at the table for 3 years, 3-4 years straight, 3 days a week, religiously, to rebuild our mind, our thinking process. You have to get you a team, you have to get a person, you have to get someone you could build with. There's no way you're going to be able to do that by yourself. We are in the age of cooperation. You have to get a team. Have to get either one other person. You understand?
Right. That's yeah. true.
So okay. once you find your square, you stand on your square. Just like, for instance, if you have abandonment issues, you have to get the synonym to abandon. You have to know what abandonment is. And you have to stand on, you have to not run when things get so tough.
Right.
And get you a healthy affirmation to plant in your mind so you won't run when the things get tough. It was one thing I hypnotized myself with, and it worked for me for years. I couldn't see it at first, but I told myself, no matter what happens, everything working in your favor.
That's right. That's right.
The more I said it, the more challenging it got. I said, no matter what happened, everything working in my favor. Then my lights got cut off. Then I was like, damn, how is this working in my favor? I couldn't understand it. You know what I'm saying? I said, God damn, you know, but I couldn't leave from that because it's like, you know, how is this working in my favor? You know what I'm saying? Well, maybe I need to get some candles. See, I start shifting my mind. I need to get some candles and spend some quality time.
Right. Right.
You know, so it's about you still standing on that square. But I'm going to tell you, eventually, everything started working in my favor.
Yes.
saying it so much. I'll be having a bad day, and people say, how are you doing? Oh, it's an excellent day. I say it so much, it turned out to be a great day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. But we have to stand on our square. We have to find that word that's associated with us so we could stand on our square. But it's no other, you know, so it's a hard thing for us to see ourselves, just like in the gym. We go to the workout gym. If it wasn't for the mirrors in the gym, people wouldn't even go.
So true. Yeah.
You see, because what happened, we stand in the mirror and we start making these different evaluations and different judgments on ourselves. Nobody gonna make a judgment like you are gonna make on yourself. Do you know in every casino around the world there's no mirrors in a casino?
Mm. Wow.
There's no mirrors in a casino. Because when you start losing all that money, and if you walk past the mirror, yourself will start talking to you.
Right.
So you damn fool, look at you. They don't have no mirror. I know clocks in a casino. Go do your search. Go do your research. Yeah. Yes. Yes. So, you know, but it's so imperative we find that square, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and even part of the experience is to really develop this paradigm shift. I mean, because we could just look at the operation of the universe. Because, you know, and just like when we're doing this experience, if we get to the question where we ask, where the sun rise?
Right.
Where the sun set? And, you know, all you smart people, it rises in the west. It rises in the east and set in the west, right? The sun don't even move.
Right.
The most powerful entity, it don't move.
Right.
What moves around the sun are the planets. Meaning you have to plan it, get you a plan, and stand still.
That's right.
That's why the alchemy can't take place, because you keep running all over the place, reacting to everything. The sun can't move. It don't move.
Mm-hmm.
It just shines. You understand? It just shines.
Sunshine.
But it has planets. You have to get a plan. You can't move without a plan of action. And that's how you're going to know if your plan working. If you, because standing still don't mean you're not doing anything. You know what I'm saying? I ain't say lay down, I say stand still. And watch how everything start revolving around you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You got me?
So, yeah.
You know, I could recommend, you know, even start looking at a lot of documentaries. Start looking at people that done been through certain things. So get your reader, get your documentaries, and start looking at the turning points in people's life. And you're gonna come to see there's a common denominator in damn near everybody's story.
Yes, so true. Mm-hmm.
So when we get to the 13, you got to understand the 13 is a prime number.
Mm-hmm.
It's prime time. It's a prime. So that's just like Michael Jordan in his beginning. Michael Jordan, he was hot at first. But when he hit his prime, you couldn't do anything with him. Because the 13, that's why they call it, you know, when you turn a teenager, you're 13, they say you're rebellious. But what it's really saying is, when you're in the 13 cycle in life, it's saying you are so sure of yourself. The spirit just possess you, and you just make and move. You don't even know how you're doing it, because that's how much trust you have. You are in when you get to your prime, because that's what they say. It's not bragging if you could do it. You understand?
If you can do it.
Oh, it's not bragging if you could do it. There's nothing wrong with being sure of yourself, and that's what the 13 represents.
That's right. The knowing. Yes.
The knowing. It is the number of the being. It's the number of thirst. It's when you start thirsting for more. Even like in school, you have 13 grades. You have kindergarten, and then you have 1 through 12.
That's
the 13, it comes to an end. It starts all over. It's a new beginning.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, so it, you know.
Yes, beautiful. Everyone is just loving this. Great cheer that we have here going on tonight. We have Bilal here. And for those of you who want to contact or find out about his latest project or even more about the Bilal Experience, you can definitely go to www.bilaltheexperience.com. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. So good to have you guys join us in the forum tonight as we continue. So we've done the diamond. We've taken a look at the diamond, and we've taken a look at some of the components in the square and about the importance of standing on your square, on the square. Yeah.
Right. That is great.
So does everyone have their own square that they make? Do we have our own square built up off of these components that we make?
When you think of square, okay, what's so important about the square, when you know, like when you're squaring up when you're getting ready to fight, because the square is really like your boxing ring. Your square is the thing that's been knocking you out all the time. It's like no matter what you do, it always comes to this conclusion because it's something you're blindsided by. So your square is like you're squaring up like you in a boxing match.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like you need to square up and you know, because we start shadow boxing and knock ourselves out. We're the one, we're boxing ourselves. And we box ourselves in.
Yes.
That's how we over-talk. You understand? We over-talk. Over-exaggerate, and we start boxing ourselves in, and we knock ourselves out. We very good at that. That's why you. That's why it's hard to beat the enemy, because you the one. You the one doing it.
Right.
Your hand. You knocking your own self out with your own hand. You shadow boxing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'll never forget even watching the Einstein documentary. It's like, you know, it came to a certain conclusion. He wanted to know what gravity was so bad. He said even figuring out the light equation was so easy, but he was trying to figure out this gravity equation, and he was trying to leave the most important component out that the Egyptians had figured out 10,000 years before him. He was trying to leave pi out. He looking to discover that so much his whole head turned white. He started looking like he was about 60 years old at 35, 36.
Yes.
To crack the gravity code. Because what he said, before he died, he said there's something greater than light that man has not tapped into yet. And the thing he was talking about was darkness. Because that's where the light's coming from. He did all that for light.
Yes.
You see, because they tell you there's nothing new under the sun.
That's right.
It's in it.
That's right. It's in it.
It's in the sun. It's not under the sun. It's in it.
Mm-hmm.
So we at this time right now, you have to stand still. And whatever detaching itself from you, let it go.
Yes.
Let it go. Yes. Because it will consume you. It will take you with it. Let it go. We're at the time of surrender right now. We're at the 13. It's time to go back to work. It's time to get your ink pen back out. Go to the drawing board. You understand?
Yeah.
So I recommend everybody go get some sketching paper and sketch out your plan. And then get an ink pen and make it permanent.
Right. Yes.
Yes, and that's why, just think about how much we say write all day. Right, you're right. You see yourself trying to tell you, just write it.
I write it down all the time.
Yeah. You understand? Mm-hmm. And that's the mystery of the Peter Pan. Captain Hook lost his right hand. He lost his writing hand.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you have to go back to writing. There's nothing greater than writing. I promise you, whatever you write is going to become a reality. Especially if you're writing it from your heart. You can have anything your heart desires, but you have to write it. This is like my son when he was about 5 years old. He was writing on the wall. I was getting ready to whip him because I just painted this wall.
But he was writing hieroglyphs. I said, God damn, I need to study this. You see, so yeah, even before mathematics, we start writing. The writing on the wall. He was writing on the wall, but he was writing. I was trying to figure something out. He wrote it right on the wall. He came with the answer. So, you know, it's really part of the experience is learning to write, learning to see words, learning to hear words, learning to hear the word in the word.
That's
in the beginning was the word. We in the word construct. You're not going to get out of that. That's the agreement we made to get here. That's the agreement.
Beautiful, beautiful. The writing is definitely on the wall. It is definitely on the wall. So do
right.
we have time to get into another exercise?
Yeah, we sure do. We do. What we do next is we're going to do the hand exercise. We're going to take our left hand.
Okay.
And what you want to do, you want to trace your hand out on a piece of paper. And the reason for this exercise is because of what the hand represents. The hand is for writing, but it's also our handle. It's no different from having a walkie-talkie. You have your own handle. You got me? So when you trace your hand, if you look at it close, real close, it looks like a turkey almost. You understand? And so what happened? Even the turkey, if you write the word turkey out, is really saying turnkey.
Yeah.
You add an N in between the R and the K. It's a turnkey. It's what you turn the key with. So you start with your thumb. Your thumb is the unique part of your hand. That's why you have the rule of thumb. Your thumb is your uniqueness.
Right.
That first finger is the index. It's the pointing finger. It's the trigger finger. It's what you're going to pull that ink pen. You see, what happened, the gun is really the ink pen. There's no weapon greater than the ink pen or pencil with the lead, with the melanin. It's nothing greater. But that's your trigger finger is the index. And what happened in the middle, that's the flip the bird finger. That's the grounding finger. You understand? That would be the red finger. That's just what we're going to balance everything with. That's why it sits in the middle. The next finger, we have our ring finger. And our ring is connected to us keeping our word. That's why it's the gold finger. It represents the gold finger. But it's connected to us keeping our word. And our last finger is the pink finger. It looks like it's the smallest finger, but it's really the pinky. Because even the pink in color is the love finger. You know what I'm saying? It puts the pinky ring on. And what you're going to do with this exercise is you're going to write something in each one of these fingers. All right?
Okay.
And what happened, in the rule of thumb finger is the I am finger, it's the pioneer. So what you're looking to do, you're looking to write something, you're looking to pioneer. Looking for something, you're looking to produce. Because there's no greater way to prosperity than to have something you produce.
That's right, yeah.
You have to invent. You have to invent. Just, you know how a person needs a vent? I got to call my friend up, I got a vent. But you need to start inventing. Some inventions, yes. You understand?
Yes, inventions.
Instead
of venting. Instead of wasting time venting.
yes. And so what we're looking to do, we're looking to write something on each finger that we're looking to manifest. All right? And we're looking to branch off of this hand and keep our word and even putting your hand on it, putting your signature on top of it. See, because your signature is a powerful thing.
Oh, yeah.
Signature is saying a sign of your nature. That's what signature represents. So even your name represents who you are. I don't care if it's a nickname, if it's a name you made up, your name, your signature is a sign of your nature. You see, just like I said, there's words inside of the word. And what you need to do is start looking for the word, start hearing the word.
Mm-hmm.
So, so this hand exercise, and what happened here, just like I say, if you look at it long enough, it looked like the turkey.
Right. And if you could, for us, Bilal, go back through the fingers again. Just some people are asking if you can go back. I think they missed a couple of them. The fingers were. If you can just do the index finger, I think we'll be good.
The index is your pointing finger. Is what you is it? Just think about disappointment. It's your index finger. It's the appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Because see, when you say. When you say this is what you, with this the way you're going, just think about the way you point. Like you're looking for direction with this finger. This is the direction of the route you're taking. So you're looking to point. And what happened, that's why I say that is that thin line, is that window of opportunity. Because if you miss your appointment, that means you were pointing in the wrong direction.
Right.
So you must, you know, this is where the most of the work at, really just sit down putting the plan together.
Yes, it is. Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you have an index file, you know what I'm saying? So you really have to file your records. And one of the most important things is this ring finger. Because the ring, that's another thing. The ring is a symbol of us having a word. That's like when you're getting married, you give someone a ring.
Right.
Because you're making a vow, and a vow is a word. You understand? So it's us keeping our word. So the ring symbolizes us keeping that bond, but even more with ourselves. But it, you must understand, just like I say, a word is also a vow. Because once you make a vow, then it starts rolling. It becomes constant.
Mm.
A-E-I-O-U, and all the time, why? Not sometime, why? Always know why. Always know why.
Always know why. Beautiful. Love it.
So, you know, the power is in the tongue, because the tongue is producing, help you produce the sound for the words. And there's no unique sound than the sound that comes from you.
Yeah, so true.
Okay.
So I think everyone has got that. So you're going to be writing those things that you want to invent in each one of your handprints there. So you're going to go from the pinky all the way to the thumb and put those things that you want to invent there, those things that you want to manifest. So you're going to use those words that manifest. Into each one of those. And then what are we going to do with it then?
Well, what we want to do, we want to post it. And we always, you know, like you're going into these the military building, you put your hand up there and it opens this door.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you want to do? You want to constantly be as a reminder, put your hands and make sure this is your authentic handprint.
That's
you know
right.
This is your hand. This you have to get hands on.
Yes.
There's no way you're going to do this without getting hands-on. Even if you look up the definition of hand, you have 229 definitions with the word hand in it.
Mm.
So you got to get hand-on these things. You're not going to be able to produce without your hand in it.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? So this is going to represent what you're going to put your hand in. And stop looking for a handout. You understand?
Right. Okay, yeah.
it's a lot of writing involved, but what you're looking to do is have that paradigm shift. Just like I say, if you understand the operation of the sun, you're supposed to come to a standstill.
Right.
And get you a plan and let that plan start operating.
Right, right.
You understand? So we're looking to model ourselves behind the universe. That's what we're looking to do.
Yeah, because it is a reflection of you. Everything, the planets, the stars,
everything,
the sky. It is just, it's just a reflection of everything that's going on within you. We have 13 moon cycles that go on. So the number 13, that power, recognizing that you play that key role, which is a lot. I don't have to tell you. I know this is your work. This is why I knew you would be a perfect blend for the because you are about that collective that we talk about, doing the work. And this is the work that you've been doing and the work that we've been doing here. So it's great to have you in the forum, and great to have
appreciate
you. I know you'll be sharing a lot of things with us. Many of you guys, I know, have already taken a look and gone over to Bilal's website, where you can actually get his book. I'm telling you, it really is thought-provoking, and it really just kind of opened you up to everything. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes, beautiful.
Yeah, but Friday the 13th is bigger than Jason just running around stabbing people with a knife. You know what I'm saying? It's really our magical number. It's the Christ consciousness number is where we are.
Yes,
at the 13. We're at the 13th door right now.
Yes, the 13th door. Love that. Beautiful.
Mm.
So I know we're going to be doing some more exercises. We have about an hour and 22 minutes left to go here in the forum, and everyone is really enjoying the share, loving the share here. I want to keep going because I know you want to have callers call in and open it up for questions as well, too. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, no, but our aim, because when we move beyond 13, our aim is to get back to 21.
Mm-hmm.
That's our true aim.
Why
because
you say 21?
Because it's the number of the server. It's blackjack.
Mm.
It's the jack in the deck. If you take a deck of cards, you have 52 cards in a deck, right?
Yes.
Out of all 52 cards, you have four suits, but it's two cards over the whole deck. It's two trump cards, and both of those are the jokers.
Mm. Yes.
And that just to let you know, and then the joker is right next to the king. The joker, damn, they have more power than the king because it dictates the mood. And so what it's looking to say is stop taking everything so serious. Look for the fine line. Look for, you know, just laugh about some things. You know, let's have some fun. We don't have to be that serious to work. We can whistle while we work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, whistle while you work. But the aim is 21.
The aim is 21.
And we get to
it's the blackjack. And we get to the 21 by doing what? Doing the alchemy?
Yeah, because you have, when you move beyond 13, it's a state of silence that's going to come on. Because, you know, silence is golden.
Mm.
So it's a state of silence where, you see, it's nothing you could really... You know, because just think about a caterpillar. If you touch a caterpillar within its metamorphosis process, it's going to die. So it's really you coming to that silence, and you just start trusting and understanding, and then develop your faith into understanding everything is going to work in your favor. Because anything you're going through, you have to learn your way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep going to bail someone out, they're not really getting the lesson. They're not going to be even making them a dependent.
Right.
So what we're doing, we're going through different stages, you know, just in a cycle of the numbers. And like I said, the jack is the server. The jack is the part of you that serves. We come here to serve.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And the jack is no different from the jack in the box. It's the same jack with Jack and the Beanstalk, that Jack and Jill. It's the jack. We got to get back to jack state, because Jack built the pyramids. But pyramids,
right.
We call hydraulic jack then. You understand?
Mm.
So we got to get back to a serving heart. We have to serve our heart.
Serve our heart. I love that. Yeah.
So please go discover yourself. I could have been running the trick and telling people I could help them get their purpose, and I could tell you what the purpose is. Can't nobody tell you that. I'm
going
to be very honest with you. The only thing I could do is turn you back to yourself. Our self is so in love with us. Our self love us so much, and we just, you know, we don't love ourselves because we don't even love each other. So you understand? So it's like, you know, our greatest demonstration of love is to show love.
It's to show it.
You know,
so
that's
true.
Through giving. Yeah, that's through giving.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I use this analogy. It was a state of hell and a state of heaven. And what was happening was, is that they say that this man wanted to know what was the difference in hell and heaven. So when he went to hell, it was a beautiful place to his liking. Like, man, this is beautiful. This is hell. So yeah, they had food all over the place. But what happened? Everybody had a big long handled spoon chained to their hand. And when they dug in for the food, they couldn't get the spoon to their mouth. And so they said, well, this got to be hell, because there's no way it's this dude may have this much food and everybody's still starving. So when it brought to heaven, it was them in the same scenery. But the only difference was the same spoon. The difference was everybody was reaching back, feeding each other versus trying to feed themselves.
So true. That's what the remix is all about. It's about giving back. So
yeah.
that really speaks to my heart. Yes. Beautiful.
Yeah. And what I'm going to do, too, I'm going to give at least 5 books away this evening, you know. And, you know, speaking of giving, I'm going to put my money where my mouth is.
Right.
Back my word up, you know.
Beautiful.
Yeah, we're gonna get some books going.
All right. We're going to give away some books, but I definitely wanted to, I know there was an exercise we talked about where we got to make our squares and people could call in and you could share with them what was on their squares. Are we going to be able to do that?
Yeah, that's fine. But I tell you, like I said, be honest about the word you choose, because what I noticed also, people are ashamed to admit what their location is. Because see that, and just like I say, the mathematics of life, the mathematics start after you give the location. We so scared of being judged, and we so ashamed of where we think we should be, and not where we really are. You know, and if we be honest, you could be saved, you could be assisted. You understand?
Right.
So it's really about, you know, just really looking for that square, looking to stand on your square based on where you are and where you're looking to go. So that's what that thing is, you know what I'm saying? But I find that a lot, you know, we get into this dream state and we start projecting where we think we should be, and, you know, we forget where we are. You know, so it's about doing that true reflection, that true mirror.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, beautiful, beautiful. Someone is asking about a particular word, the word is stage, S-T-A-G-E, stage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like we're on the stage all the time. We constantly performing.
Yes.
You understand? And but stage is at the center of all relationships.
Yes, it is.
You know, just like if you stage a scene, that means you caught up into premeditating. Stage is connected to the premeditation.
Mm-hmm.
Stop staging. Just take the word life. If you write the word life down, the L-I is for live, the F-E is for feelings. Life represents live feelings, meaning if you could be live in concert all the time, just imagine yourself being live in concert. Nobody know what to expect. You're freestyling and you're having fun. Nothing is staged. Because staged means you're trying to set it up in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, you know, so you have to trust that life is going to unfold. You have to trust that it's going to unfold. So stage is connected to the setup, but it's also connected to why relationships don't work, because we try to stage things out.
Yes.
You understand? So what happened, just like me and my brother's doing relationship fitness, and what happened, we realized relationships wasn't failing. Performance was. You see, because look, if you're in a good or bad relationship, you're still in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But we start setting the stage.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And when we start performing, we become, you know, bad at it sometimes. Some nights are not good, you know?
That's right. stage also has a lot to do with sort of, you look at the ST and the age, the start age. It's a time of a new cycle. Whenever you're staging something, you're going into a new cycle. You're staging it into a new cycle. Yes.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Very good. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So a lot has to do with the stage. Yeah.
Hmm.
And
we constantly
on
the stage.
Yeah, we're constantly on the stage.
Right.
Stage can also represent stagnation. Because it is a part of stagnation, and someone put that up too. So stage stagnation, a lot of that. I know one of the things that you also speak about is when you're taking a look. Sometimes we think about this English language and really just knowing some of our ancient languages coming from our ancestors, and so much goes into these different translations that it's a part of English, it's a part of Hebrew, it's a part of Spanish.
Right.
The English language is one of those languages where they just kind of threw everything into the pot and mixed it up.
Right.
A lot of different, a lot of different words and stuff in there when it comes to those words. But they actually, they had a lot to do with also really, really just, they still have their value and their meaning when you begin to look at them, looking at some of the words and looking how you see them. So that's real interesting.
When you start looking beyond just the spelling and just what you're saying, because you can't erase the essence of it. You can mix it up as much as you want to try to stop the DNA from activating, but if you start looking at the spirit of the word, it's going to mean the same thing. Like you say, stagnation, you know what I'm saying? But even looking at stagnation, you're supposed to, that's why I say all the time, why, how do you, stagnated, why you get stagnated? So it should your work should never stop. Your work should always be inspired by the next word or by the next thing you're working on.
That's right.
Even from the same stage, you look at the synonyms of that and start understanding what stage means.
Mm-hmm.
And so knowing when you're on the stage, you're giving the best performance you ever gave. Nothing like it. Nothing like it.
Yes. Beautiful.
Like
yes. And so, beautiful, beautiful. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're going to be taking calls here in just a short moment.
Give some of these books away. Yes.
Yes, we're going to give some books. So if you guys have questions, press 1 if you have a question for Brother Bilal, and you can definitely call in, and we can do that as well, too. Let's see. We're going to go to the phone lines. Looks like calling in from area code 225, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Marie, and I'm calling from Louisiana.
Hey, how you doing?
Greetings to you.
Greetings, Ms. Blue. I'm calling.
Yes, you had a question, Marie?
Oh, yes, I had a question regarding... the word, what word that was? Could he elaborate on the word? I guess future. Could he elaborate on that? The word future.
Sutra as in Kama Sutra.
No, future.
Future.
Yes.
Yes, I mean that. When we look at future, we talking about foresight. You understand? So if what we're talking about is father. And when you look at father, it's just like a lot of females look for men with their same qualities as their father, because their father is able to see farther than where they are right now.
Mm.
You understand? So when we talking about future, it's produced from what we're doing right now, but it's our glimpse of going farther than where we are.
Okay. I see. Never looked at it like that. Okay.
Yeah, and so if you look at it, let's take it another way. It's just like if you close your two physical eyes, your eyes, right? Because, see, okay. Your eyes are also pupils. So they're students. You know, like a student in the class, they're pupils. And it's hard to see farther
if you think you're stuck somewhere. If you, you know, if you have this perception of where you want to go versus where you are, you really, you want to close your eyes to that so you can see this new direction, this new stage you're setting. Like you said, the new setup, but it's connected to the future and you being able to have an open mind and to be honest with yourself on where you are. Okay?
Okay.
So is this part of your square?
Yes, I've been working on future.
I'm sorry, your call, yeah, the call is breaking up. I didn't hear what she said.
I'm sorry, I said that I was dealing with like creativity and future and manifestation of the things that I want in my life. That's
what you want to do, you want to look up the synonyms for future and start associating the words that's connected to it and start building your box around that. Because, you see, even to ask a question like future mean you may be concerned with it. So there's no other way to
right.
start messing it up and to start manipulating and try to make, you know, to force it and to mm-hmm. just allow it to unfold. You know what I'm saying? So it's a matter of letting it unfold, but it's based on the work you're doing right now.
Yeah, and maybe we can do that. And thank you for calling in, and thank you for asking the question. We can have people build their boxes because I don't think
yeah.
we got to that yet.
Maybe
we can do that really quick and have everyone to build their box that they're standing on. You want to give us those directions?
Yeah, it's just a matter of you drawing your square. And what happened, if you even think about it, if you put a square, just get a square, a toy square, and you turn it into sand, the square is going to make a circle.
Mm-hmm.
So even squares have circle. So what you want to do, you want to build this square, and just like she said, future, you want to put future smack dead in the middle of your square. And what you want to do, you want to build around the square, all the different synonyms, and then you start addressing what you may fear, where your strongest point is, and you know what your success is in it. You have to start building it out, because once you do this work here, you could move a little more freely.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
But I gave you the cases of putting the different analogies around it, but it's really you building the square and putting yourself in the center. But be honest about that word. Be honest about that word you have in the middle and start building it out.
Beautiful. All right. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. And so we know that you have a question calling in. It looks like from area code 713, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is Kashif calling from Houston, Texas.
Okay.
Good evening, Ms. Blue.
Good evening to you.
Yes, how you doing, Mr. Blau?
Good,
yeah,
brother.
My question, yes, sir. Yeah, the information you provided to us tonight is very helpful. And my question is about the book. I'm on the website and trying to purchase this book, but it's not letting me pay for it. Is there any other place I could purchase this book or?
I did it earlier,
so it should go through. You're going to go, and it'll connect you to PayPal, and then once you get your PayPal and pay for it, it'll go through. I think that's it, but I'll let Bilal speak to that.
Yeah, I would give my service. I checked it earlier also, so I got to check it out and see what's going on with it.
Okay.
But I appreciate your interest in it. It's going to be a great share for you.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it right now. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Right.
Thank you.
any other questions while you're on the line?
What's your word, my man?
No. No, I'm going to read the book. I'm going to read the book, and I'm going to do my own study. So
okay.
I'm gonna see
okay.
What, all right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Peace and blessings. All right. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to continue. We're going to continue here live in the remix. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 85856. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue, what's up? It's TJ from New Jersey.
Greetings to you, TJ, from New Jersey.
How you doing, Bilal?
All right, good. My brother, what's going on?
That's good, that's good. All right, I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
Now, I know you speak on numbers a lot, but my question for you is, do, like, double numbers have any significance in life? As in, like, say, like 12-12, something like that?
Yeah, but be honest with you, if you add the numbers up and you look at the science behind it, all of them combine with each other. Just like if you look at today's date, we sitting on a 22. We sitting on a very significant day right now. You understand? But it's like what numbers are you looking at? What are you looking at?
Well, I guess 12-12 would be the first to come to mind because that's my birthday. But like I would just,
okay.
I want to say in general, but I guess my birthday would be a great example.
Okay.
You know.
What word would you have to associate with that? Because see the twelve is a number before that threshold. The 12 is a number before 13. 13 is synthesis. 13 is you taking all 12 of these and making them one.
All right. Because the way I just looked at it too, now that I think about it, if you put two numbers over each other, say like how we put our like dates with like a slash, 12 is a whole number. You know, if you really want to put the math into it.
Right, right. But if you take 12-12, which come to 24 and come to 6, you look at the vibration of 6. You understand? You look
all
at
right.
Because it's only 10 numbers. That's it. 0
yes.
through
that's
9.
It.
That's it. It's only 10 numbers, and that's 0 through 9. Zero is the womb. Everything coming out of 0. Everything coming out of nothing.
Yes,
that's
right. True.
Yes.
So I see how you're looking. All right, that's a good way to look at it now. Thank
you. No, because if you go from 1 to 10, where does 0 come from? Does 0 just pop up out of nowhere? No. It's 0 to 9. 9 is the mirror. Everything after 9 bows down to 9. 9 is a mirror. 9 is a mirror.
All right, that's a nice way to look at it. Thank you, because, you know, I was trying to do a little something with my numbers, you know.
Okay.
Even, like, I was born in 88, which is, you know, that's like two double numbers. But the way you put it is you break it down to the single digit.
But see, what happened, I studied the numbers so long, it led me to the words. Because if you don't get the right word, see, you can't even define that without the right word.
Right. All right.
You understand?
Right.
So you know. So
yeah.
what's your word for the night? What you have for us?
What's my word for you?
What's your word
keep
for
learn.
Tonight? What's your heart
learn.
Telling you?
Learn.
Huh? Learn.
Keep going. Keep going.
Keep
That's
going.
It. Learn.
Yeah, because to be honest with you, if you want to become a master at anything, become a master apprentice. Don't ever stop learning.
That's
gotcha.
Right.
And earn is in learn also. You have to earn it.
All right, I'm using my
ears,
too.
It. Don't cheat, because you're only cheating yourself.
All right. Thank you.
Right.
It was nice talking to you, man.
All right, thanks for calling.
All
right, peace and blessings. All right. And I want to let you guys know that you definitely can also email Brother Bilal at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. So BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. You can also send that email out. Okay, so we're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 501. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, is that me?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, this is Afia from Arkansas. Peace, y'all.
Peace.
It is.
Hi, well, okay, I guess I got a word.
Love?
Yes, love came in breath, so we'll go with love.
Turn love around and say evolve. Grow yourself. It's saying grow. And see what happened with love. This is what you need to do with love. Become the love you're looking for. The person you're looking for, you need to become that first. You're only going to get what you reflect and what you put out. Evolve yourself into who you want to be and watch what you attract. Turn love around. Evolve it. So it's saying grow. It's saying grow. Stop being conditional. Don't lock it down.
Don't lock it down. So that's the freedom inside of it, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. All right, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines. If you have a question for Bilal, or if you want to share your words with us this evening, we'll love to hear them. We're going to go to the next caller. The caller is calling in from area code 202. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Please turn your computer speakers down as well, too. Okay, they are doing some other stuff. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 917. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 917? 917. Okay, we're going to keep going. Go to the next caller calling in from area code 504. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
And hello? Turn your computer speakers off for us, please.
Okay, hello?
Yes, greetings. Yeah.
All right, greetings. Hello?
Yes, am greetings. We can hear you.
Okay, this is Akula Muhammad. This is Akula Zali.
Greetings, Akula.
All right.
All right.
What's going on?
How you
What's
doing?
Going on?
I'm loving this. This is beautiful. This is great. I'm sitting here with my queen listening to it. I'm just taken back at the brother himself. He's a beautiful person. I've actually had the opportunity to can you guys hear me well?
Oh yeah.
Yes, we can.
Okay. I've actually had the opportunity to sit at the table with Brother Bilal. I was part of that think tank or group or whatever you want to call it for years.
Right.
What I'd like to say, I just want to make a quick comment and say that to the rest of the callers that, you know, it's a painful process, and I'm speaking only from myself and my experience. Sitting at the table, I only could reach to be the person that I am today if I had to honestly admit sitting at that table that I didn't know anything. When I say I didn't know anything, knowing that I wanted to grow, but having to put my ego on the side, realizing that I didn't know what I wanted to know. But I was at a table where I could get the information that I wanted to get. And even if people at the table didn't have it at the time, we were all going to grow together and get it.
Right.
And it was a very painful process, but it was a lot of beauty in the end. A lot of beauty.
I'm glad you said that because of that word time. That word time produced that competition between us. We so competitive with each other instead of assisting each other on our journey. You understand? And just that, you know, we take ourselves out of the space and time of things and stop competing and being where we think we should be and trying to beat you to getting the next thing. You know, we could do so much better by each other, you understand? But it's producing a whole nother thing, you know. You're absolutely right about that, brother. For real.
One thing I want you to expound on and kind of put it together about standing on that square. And the reason I'm requesting you to expound on it is because standing on that square, once you find it, it's a beautiful thing. But it still could be painful though, and you can have some things come up that make you think that you're not standing on your on the right square when actually you are, because it's not all I guess it doesn't all feel good. It's not comfortable. Everything's not comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to I want to see if you can elaborate or expound on the fact that when you're on your square, how you can really be truly confident that you're on your square no matter what's coming at you.
Well, the first thing going to happen, you're going to get the resistance because it's part of the lesson. It's part of the experience. It's part of the pain is part of the experience we come to feel to create the comfort.
Right.
You know, so the square is really that box we're in. You know how you say, man, you're in the box? So when you stand on your square, it's you standing on top of the box, looking down
at right.
it. You understand? So, you know, mm-hmm. and that's why we have to get to this, and like you say, whatever our word or whatever our square is, we have to understand the opposition that come with it. It's just like
that's
when
right.
you make a decision to do something. If you make a decision to buy a car, you're making a decision for a lot of people that come with that car, meaning you buying that car is going to put you in the gas station. It's going to put you with mechanics. It's going to put you with car keys. It comes with everything once you make that decision.
That's
so that's
right.
why you have to be honest about this word and the square you want to stand on, because it got to come with the opposition to see if it's solid. Because what else is going to test the foundation? It got to get tested. So before you could build anything on it.
Right.
So that's why when you say, you know, you just say, for instance, your square is love. Well, you know what you're calling on when you say that? You're calling on heartbreak. But you have to understand there's some things you have to go to get to this love you're looking for. But you calling on heartbreak come with that.
Yes, so it's true.
And how you look at it is the outcome. That's the alchemy on how you look at it. And can you love through all of that? Because when you start saying, man, I'm going to love no matter what, you know what you're calling on? You're going to call on some serious tests.
Yes, oh yes.
And you might find yourself at the other end of the pyramid before that lesson is over. You understand?
But now, right.
That's a beautiful question. That's a beautiful question. It's one of my brothers, man. He look, love him to death, man. Powerful brother there, like for real.
Yeah.
You know, and how we really share our honest experience and love with each other to help us grow to that next level. Take the competition. Take the ego out of it.
That's right. Yeah.
I appreciate that, brother. Cute.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, we're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 813. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue. This is Kia from Tampa.
Oh, greetings to you. Greetings.
I just want to say that tonight's show is fantastical.
Thanks for having me.
And my word is no.
Not no. No is your word.
No is your word.
Is it K-N-O-W or is it N-O?
N-O.
Okay.
N-O. N-O. I am really struggling with having confidence in this word.
In saying no, what are you talking
like,
about? Saying no, what?
Like, saying no and meaning it and not feeling guilty about it.
So are you a yes, ma'am? Or what? You know, because what happened is. Because no is no different from the K-N-O-W. It's connected to knowledge. You see, because if you're scared to say no, you're going to be all over the place. It's going to cause you to be somewhere you're not supposed to be. You understand? So it depends on what side of the pyramid you're looking to be on. But if you refuse to say no, you're going to be the only one affected by this. Because no,
you're right.
Think about it. No, none, nothing. No way. You understand? All of these words connected to this. So, you know, I mean, you know what it is? It's you making a conscious decision.
Yes,
if
I
you,
agree.
I'm going to help you out with the no. I'm going to show you how to back no up. What you do, whenever someone asks you to do something next time, tell them, just give me a second to think about that. Let me get back with you. Because it may be hard for you to say no at that time, but he can't get mad at you for needing to make up your mind if you want to do something or not. You understand? You're making a decision too fast. That's why you can't say no. You can't. No, don't let nobody put you on the spot.
Right.
But it's going to take. It's taking your power away. It's taking your. You know. There's no knowledge in that.
Mm.
But you know what I'm saying? But it's. You know, it, you know what? It, and then it's also you making a decision too fast, because making a decision too fast is also a weakness.
Mm.
If I ask you to help me move Saturday and today Monday, you don't know how you're going to feel on Saturday. And I don't want you throwing my stuff around moving, you know, because you made a decision to come, you know, you missing out on where you, wherever you wanted to go Saturday morning because you made a decision to come help me move.
Yes, I do that all the time, too. I always make commitments that I know I don't want to stick to, and I don't have...
You know, but the problem is, no, that's not... See, the problem is you don't want nobody to tell you no. That's the problem.
Mm.
That's the real problem. You understand? Because, see, we start being the lesson. We start being our own lesson. So no will knock you out. You're squaring up with no, and no keep knocking you out. You know what I'm saying? Know your weakness.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So, you know, but buy yourself some time. You know, it don't answer too fast. Sit with it for a minute. Tell a person, let me think about what's going on before I can make a decision. Nobody can ever get mad at you for saying I need to sit with it for a minute.
That's right. Okay. Yeah. And you know what? We're giving away, well, Bilal is giving away 5 books here. What do you think? I think she deserves a book. What do you think?
I can't say no.
That's a good one.
That would be awesome.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So send the email. I guess you can send it to us at Question for Blue, and then we'll send them over to Bilal. So send the email to Question for Blue. Let us know that you're one of the ones who won the book. I have your book. I have your number here. So we'll write that down. And there you go, courtesy of Brother Bilal.
Thank you so much, Bilal. Thank you.
The experience. Enjoy.
Thank you. You guys have a good night.
Yeah.
Wonderful
you
show,
too.
By the way. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Peace and love. Peace and love. All right. Beautiful. Yes. You guys, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We do have the phone lines open, and I see you guys on the phone line. We will be giving away some books here tonight, courtesy of Bilal. He's going to give away 5 of his books. It's really about problem number 13. It's about the mathematics of life.
And the real problem is there's no problem. That's the problem. There's no problem. Never have been.
No problem.
There's no problem.
All right.
Yes.
All right. So here we go. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 215, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, good evening. This is Dayina. I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Okay,
all right, Billy, what's going on?
Good evening, Miss Blue. Good evening, Brother Bilal.
Hi.
Okay, so at this point in my life, the word that comes to me is balance. Brother Bilal, may you elaborate on balance?
Yes. I tell you what, I want you to think about going to the store.
Okay.
And owing someone something.
Hmm.
You know, you can't clear your debt until you pay your balance.
Yes.
Mm.
All right. And, you know, because it's connected to our equilibrium.
Yes.
All right. So when we bring in something into balance, we looking to level it.
Right.
Okay. So this is what I want you to think about. Look at what's in the balance. Is, you know, like something is lingering.
Okay.
Because the whole idea of balance is you thinking something is tilted a certain way. But it's really like it's a Jedi trick. It's a mind Jedi trick where you need to balance the light. You're making something is too heavy on one side.
Okay.
That's honesty. See, honesty makes you light. you're not being honest about something. That's what's creating the imbalance. Okay? And what happens?
Okay.
All our power is in what we are ashamed of. Just like the lion in the jungle, right? Think about the lion in the jungle. What balances the lion in the jungle?
Would it be
like that lion?
Yeah. Would it be what you said?
The opposite animal in the jungle?
No, that's not what balances him. Guess what balances him?
His tail. Okay.
What he does with his tail. He whips it.
Right.
He whips his own ass. He whips his tail. You understand?
I will tell you that I've been making it a point not to owe anyone anything. In other words, to definitely pay my debts back.
No, you owe somebody. Guess who you owe?
Yourself.
Yes.
Go invest
in yourself.
Yes.
Go invest. You do owe somebody. You owe yourself. And you need to whip your ass if you don't invest into yourself.
True. Thank you.
All right.
Good night.
All
right, peace and blessings. Thanks for calling in. All right, we're going to continue here. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 845. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good night, Ms. Lou. Good night.
Good night.
I'm calling from New Paltz, New York. My name is Lanisha.
Okay. You're calling from where?
How are you? From New Paltz, New York.
Okay. Greetings.
Greetings. So the word that I have is creation.
Mm.
Creation.
I'm obsessed with creativity, basically everything, conception, everything. So that's my word tonight.
Is creation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing about creation, we are responsible for what we create, whether we know it or not. All right? What we have in there is eight, A-T-E, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And what they're saying is eight. You're saying creation. So what you're doing, you're eating ideas. That's what you're doing. Okay? And what you need to do is put creation in a center and build around your creation. So we're talking about like conjuring up. We're talking about the innovation. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you're not looking to bite off of no one else's idea, but you're looking to bring something in creation. Like I said, there's nothing new under the sun. It's in the sun. Go in the sun. Go in the light. You understand? Go in the dark of the light and pull out. But you got to start. You have to design it. You have to design. So put creation in the middle and make sure when you hear create, you're eating from somewhere. You're eating for that creativity part of yourself, that new thing you're looking for. All right?
Yeah.
But be original. Be unique. Be unique. Be yourself.
Beautiful.
Yourself. Recreate yourself. See, that's where all the creation's coming from, yourself. It's coming from you.
Mm.
Okay.
And I know there's a saying that there's no every thought, someone has thought of it before, so there's no new thought. What is like your take on that with
creation? No. Oh,
no.
Yeah.
You want me to
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, because I've talked about this, you know, and while Bilal was speaking, what I did is I actually pulled a card from the Know Your Magic deck, and what
mm-hmm.
came up for you was the sacral chakra, which is card number 39 in the deck. And this
mm-hmm.
is about creativity. It's about sexual healing. It's about letting emotions flow. And this is about the expression of passion and emotional balance that keep all things flowing within you. But there is nothing, that's true, that is new underneath the sun. The only thing that is different on the planet is you in this moment at this time. Mm. So tapping into your authentic creativity is the only way that you're going to be able to create something that is for you. That's a part of your purpose. Anytime you're tapping into anything else, then that's how sometimes people go, and you may see this. They may have the money, or
right.
they may have the resources. They may be the perfect person for the job. They may be the best-looking thing. But what happens is they don't get that success from it. And I'm not talking about just material success. I'm saying the fulfillment from it. Because, again,
right.
they're not tapping into their authentic self. Because the only thing that could come to the equation that is new is you. And when that's
right.
why it's so important to know who you are. Because if you're bringing someone else's ideas and someone else's thoughts to the table, all you're doing is creating that momentum for them. It's still going to go back to them because it is not your authentic vibration. So that's
right.
why it's so important to know who you are, because that is the only thing that is new under the sun, is you at this moment, in this time, at this place. And I know that through all of the readings I've done from the Akashic Record, that is the only thing that is consistent, that is the only thing that is different, and that is the only thing that separates me from you. That's it.
You're right.
Okay.
Excellent.
Great, thank you.
All right. I think we can allow you, just let us
yeah.
know when you want to give away a book.
Yeah. She could get a book. She deserves a book. That's beautiful.
Definitely. So email
Over
us
that
at question for Blue. Yes, to keep working on that creativity. And
yeah.
and by the way, you said what? Go ahead.
No, definitely I am.
Okay, well, beautiful. Well, definitely email me at question, QUESTION, the number 4, Blue, and let us know you got the book from Bilal, and we'll definitely make sure we get your information over to him. So send us your mailing information and everything about the book. We are live here, everyone, in the remix. We are speaking. It's a remix first with Bilal. Joining us right here live on the forum, you guys, it's a great share going on. I see everyone there. And no worries, you guys. I'm going to be right there with you. It's just kind of moving things around over here. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 508. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, good evening. My name is Barry, and I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts.
Greetings
Good
to
way.
You, Barry.
How you doing? How's everybody tonight?
Good. How you feeling, man?
I feel great. Actually, I feel Barry. Real good tonight, you know. This is my usual Friday night. I sit up and listen to the remix, you know. It's,
yes.
It's really enjoyable, you know.
Yeah.
I really like it.
All right. What you have for us tonight?
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, 13 is a very lucky number for me, so I have no problem about 13.
Yes.
It's a good number
yes.
for me. And my word for tonight is wisdom.
Very good.
I'm going to follow in the steps of Solomon. When God asked him what he wants, to give me wisdom. So my word for tonight is wisdom.
Well, let's talk about that, because the wisdom is saying is the wise dome, the wise mind. Okay, and you say Solomon, right?
Right.
What happened with Solomon, spells solo man. Doesn't that be good? Solomon became one with himself. He became a solo. Solomon became wise because he understood the language of the birds. And let me explain to you what that means. Wisdom comes from this here, the intuitive side, right? So it's like when you're
right.
speaking to someone, you could hear the burden they're carrying, because the birds sing. The bird keeps singing the same song over and over and over, and become wise. You understand the burden they're carrying. You help them lift that burden off of them. So wisdom is about having that wise dome. You becoming this solo act. That's just like the universe. The universe is like a solo act. It's you having your own solo.
It's the mind, spirit, and body becoming one. That's why you had Solomon's temple, because Solomon moved at a certain tempo, a certain rhythm. You understand?
Okay, okay. I'm listening.
So listen good. So when you're doing a solo, just like you're doing a solo song, you have to, it's at a certain pitch, a certain tempo. The Solomon temple, you're talking about your body. You honoring the body, the mind, body, and spirit at one solo act. And then you have to understand that everybody you think you're helping is really you helping yourself. That's the wisest thing you can learn. That's why wise men don't talk that much. Because anything you say bad about somebody else, you're really talking about yourself. You're talking about the side of yourself you see.
Okay.
So you say, oh, man, he ain't shit. You're really talking about the you ain't shitting yourself. So that's why the wise man don't speak to him. He just be quiet, just humming. That's wisdom.
So like people say, if you can't say nothing good, don't say anything at all. That's what that comes from.
Exactly. You do better not saying nothing at all.
I got you.
But you're looking to develop that wise dome. The dome being that mind. That mindset,
right.
This solo mindset. Okay? That moves at this certain tempo.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thanks for calling in. We're going to go to the next caller.
Thank you. Calling it
looks like, let's see here. Oh, if we can get back up here. Give me just a second. Here we go. Calling in, it looks like, from area code... calling in from area code 225, and just let me know whenever, Bilal, you want to give away a book. 225,
yeah, yeah.
You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 225? Okay. Okay, 225 must be on mute. We'll go to the next caller.
Okay.
Calling in, it looks like, from area code 415. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Fetty Brown calling from San Francisco.
Okay, how you doing, Sam
Reading.
Brand? How you doing?
Fine. Nice to speak both you, Miss Blue, and Dr. Bala, or Mr. Bala. My question is happiness.
Happiness?
Yes.
Well,
what would I have to do to obtain it or keep it or?
Well, the first thing. See what I said earlier is like we putting ourselves inside of our own experience. So when I told you build the words on happiness, it's just like happiness. Another word for happiness is blissfulness, gladness, joy. But when you look for the extreme of that, you're attracting the other end of the spectrum. So I mean, how your happiness going to get tested if you don't go through some adversity?
You
understand what I'm saying? So you really.
Yeah.
You have to get that definition because happiness is like a temporary thing. Search for fulfillment. Grow your word to fulfillment.
Okay.
So happy come with sad. You understand? It's polar. You understand? So understand the word you're choosing because if you say, "Oh man, but it's the happiest day of my life," I bet you tomorrow it'd be the worst day of your life because it's too extreme.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying? That's why the happy is one of the dwarves that hung out with Snow White. Happy.
Yeah.
He hung out with Dopey. You understand? You gotta grow the word. And I understand what you're saying. You're looking for the state of bliss, but understand what you're saying. Any extreme you're looking for, look for the balance. See, like they call about the balance earlier? Look for the balance.
Mm-hmm.
Find that. Look, do this here. I was going out of town one time, and what happened, it was storming where I was. When I got in that airplane and it went beyond the clouds, the sun was still shining. So I want you to know, if it's raining, the sun is still shining.
At the same time, yeah.
Go above the clouds. So if you upset about something, lift your attitude and go find the sun.
Okay.
And interesting.
Be happy all the time. Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting that you would tell her to go find the sun. I pulled a card for you at the Know Your Magic deck, and Haru came up, which is 33, which is the sun. And whenever Haru shows up in the deck, it really reminds you of obstacles and challenges are a part of the hero's journey. And now it's time for you to exercise patience and wisdom. So this is really about you getting into the Haru energy, which really, if you look at the Haru, it is the her and it is you. That's another way that you can actually begin to look at that. Of course, we know that that is God energy represented in masculine sense, but we're talking about what it does. Haru is the hero. That is the ascension. You understand that is the one that does the work. That is the one that rises to the occasion. But begin to look at that within yourself. And exercise patience. And you have so much wisdom, my sister. I'm not going to do a reading because I know we have Bilal on tonight, but you have so much wisdom. You tap into that. You have happiness. You have it all around you. And so really what you're looking to do at this point is go way beyond happiness. Happiness is a state that you can go to at any moment. It's almost like meditating. Whenever you want to be happy, you can go to your happy place. So know that that exists for you any moment you want to tap into it. Never lose sight of what you already own.
Hey, Ms. Blue, I'd be happy to give her a book tonight.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
That was good. That was good.
Okay. All
right. Enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Thank you so much.
Stay happy.
Yes, stay happy. Know that you own happiness. It's already with you. You can go there any moment you choose. Any moment you choose. All right. Peace and love. Make sure you email me so we know you got the book, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 209. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Mike calling from California.
Greetings to you, Mike from California.
All right, Mike.
How you doing, Brother Bilal?
I'm good, brother.
I was going to order a couple of your books, but it keeps going back to this. It won't take any it's not.
Yeah, you're the second person to say that. Okay.
Yeah, and I gave out your email address, so people can email you at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com.
Yeah, give me an email and we'll correct that for you. I'm sorry about that, my man.
Oh, it's all right. I was going to try later on anyway.
Okay.
You know, Dr. Yaffa Bey, she does a lot with words, too. And, you know, I try to connect people, you know, together that, you know. And she does a lot of things with the different words, how you look at words differently and stuff. And when you talked earlier about the numbers 0 through 9, Dr. York, he talks about there are only single-digit numbers.
Right.
Yeah, but and you know, it's a lot of our great masters and teachers talked about that. I just want to do that. And even going way, way back to ancient Kemet, that knowledge of numbers, this is not new. So it's really good to see the consistency in those that whoever we consider them to be, that we hold them in light of those positions that really can recognize them. They do carry vibrations and they carry tones. It's something not to lock us in. It really is. And I love the way Bilal explains it when he deals with that. It's really in a freeing state. Yes.
Well, that's the whole thing about the experience. You got to understand, nobody see anything the same. So a word to me don't mean the same thing it means to you because you have a different experience with it, a different experiment with it. You understand? And no one sees it the same. And the beauty of it is we being able to marry our words together on how you see it. I can see it from your point of view, and you agree on my point of view. That's what makes this thing really dynamic, and you're able to really, you know, get the multidimensional meaning of that word, you know?
Speaking of that,
what's your word tonight? What you have for me?
Well, she said it earlier. I always thought about vibrations because I talked to this other lady, and when I go on YouTube, I listen to Miss Blue's show, and I always tell her, you know, I always listen for vibrations in people's voices. I said, and one thing I hear in her voice, I hear so much compassion and sincerity, and it registers with me. So I always put that in the voice, and I like the sound and the tone of her voice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can appreciate things like that.
Oh, thank you.
All right, all right.
So vibration is your word, vibration. And, you know, as Brother Bilal is going to tell you, sort of give you some insight on vibration, I pulled a card for you when you first called in, and Feel Your Spirit came up, which is all about vibration. It's about movement, details, and discernment. So the Know Your Magic deck is definitely on point, as always, yes.
Mm. Well, the vibration speaks to the vibe, which is the feeling.
Right.
All right, but I want you to listen at this now, because wherever you have feelings, you have a void, and we're not talking about no void in the way traditional defined. We're talking about feelings. You know, like in between the layers of a cake.
Yes, yes.
It's feelings. You know what I'm saying? Feelings. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like when you're in relationship with someone, I have feelings for this person. That means I could fill some blanks in for you, and you could fill some blanks in for me. So the void you consistently look for is that vibe, is that vibration that fills that void. It's just like music to you. You like on a whole another level octave with music because of vibration.
Exactly.
You understand? Yeah, that's where they come from. But
right.
we're talking about one of the most potent things there, and that's the feeling.
Well, like when you spoke, like you told a young lady about love and back evolve and also to be evolved.
Yeah. Well, no, it depends on where you want to go. That's how you see it for yourself.
No, yeah, I understand that.
Understand what I'm saying, too. That's how you see it for yourself, because wherever you could go with it, that's where you're going with it.
I understand, yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So you can make it work whatever you want to. It's your free will to do that. And I'm cool with that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
When we use what we call alphabets, it has 26 characters, right?
Yeah, but see, listen to me very well. What happened, all of this is over an alphabet. It's over a bet in the beginning that we won't wake up to this shit again. It's an alphabet.
It's a
bet we made in the beginning that we won't get back to this shit, and we done made it back. Even for you to switch up the word how you want to switch it up is indication you made it back.
That's
you understand?
Right.
So, whatever you want to make that word, you make it that.
Oh, I understand.
But that's your world. That's your world. I feel that.
I appreciate
it's
that.
It's an alphabet.
I appreciate you.
Yeah,
it's a bet we made in the beginning with our own self, you know, that we won't wake up to this trick we played on ourselves.
Oh,
right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's an alphabet. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling in. I like that.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, my man.
Peace and love. That was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good evening. I'm Adwa, and I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Greetings, Adwa.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
All right.
I wanted to ask you a question about space and time.
Space and time. Don't exist in my world.
It does.
You know what? No, you know what? I'm saying, because our space and time is based on the appointments we make. All right? I need you to get on your own time clock. Listen at me good. You know how that old analogy you used to say, God may not be there when you need him, but he's always on time.
Mm-hmm.
Not in time, on time, like you're riding time like a wave. Take your mind outside of the time. Mm-hmm. Take your mind outside of the time, meaning work off of your own clock. If it's 6 o'clock in the evening and you feel like eating pancakes, it's breakfast time. I can't dictate to you what time it is. Follow your own rhythm.
Okay.
Create your space with your – follow your own rhythm. Because what happens, we'll find ourselves – because, see, space and time is connected to the universe. We're right back to the universe. We're talking about you and I. That means one verse. Get back to one rhythm. Because time is something we agree on.
Yeah.
Time is what locks us up. See, this is what happened. We have the ability to bend time. We could bend it. That's what takes so long. Just like somebody going on a diet. The self tell them you need to go on a diet. And then you just wait till someone else come and tell you you're gaining too much weight. And then they tell you, you know what, it's been time because you've been bending time. Stop bending time. Go do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're stretching it. Go straight and go get it over with.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let me become an enemy to you because I said you're gaining weight. Now you go prove to me that you can go
right.
and do it. Stop using me for fuel.
Very interesting.
Space and time. So that, you know, that's a powerful thing. But we moving outside. We're getting ready to stop time. We're going to shut time down.
Exactly.
We're going to make a new agreement with this time because it's been boxed everybody in.
Exactly.
Yes.
Time ran out anyway. Time, shit. We coming to the end of time. We coming to the end of the concept of time. That
yes,
shit
sir.
Over.
Yeah.
Time to ran. That's why shit moving so fast. It left. Time gone. Time to ran out. Time to left. Yeah, that's why it's moving so fast. Where time went? That was it, man. Where time went?
Yeah.
So what happened? This is what I want you to do. I want you to start having fun and make time fly.
Uh huh.
Don't kill it. Don't kill time. And then I want you to use your money to buy time. That's what money's for. Go buy you some time.
Well, I'm glad you said that, brother, because I've been buying time when I go within.
Yes.
Yes.
My inner
yes.
self, you know.
Yes.
And I'm glad that I called, and I'm glad you, you know, expounded on space and time. It's validation
yes.
for me. I appreciate you. And
yes.
I'm going to order your book.
And do this here. Watch this here. I'm going to give you something. If you could slow that damn time up in your head, you'll stop the aging process. You'd be looking about 16 years old in a minute.
All right.
Stop. Yeah, take that time clock out your head. Because
yes.
the outside clock is messing up the internal clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't let that outside mm-hmm. clock dictate it to you.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
the word for my square
uh-huh.
is silence.
Golden.
Golden, yes.
Alchemy. Yeah.
Alchemy, that's beautiful.
That's the rest.
Beautiful.
Silence is the rest. Yeah.
Silence
yeah.
is the palm. The rest, yes. I like
peace
that.
Peace and
that's
love.
Beautiful. Yes, you know, I pulled a card for you too.
Okay.
The card, I just want to tell you this. This card is really interesting. You say silence.
Mm.
This is really the energy that came up. It's the deck 20. In the Know Your Magic deck, it's the card 22. And this is about the energy of the volcano. And this, whenever this energy comes up, it reminds you that out of ordered chaos, you move through the alchemical process of the heart surrendering. And only then can your heart rebuild and your heart renew. So it's about letting go. It's about really having passion. And it's also about compromise. And really, you're coming to a place in your life where compromise is no longer an option on some things.
Mm-hmm.
Does that speak to your spirit? It speaks
absolutely.
To you?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm. Very good. Well,
thank you, brother, and thank you, sister, always.
Yes, yes.
All right. Yes. Peace and love to you. So good to hear from you. Yes.
Yeah, you know,
oh,
that's just a book. That's just, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to read your book. Yeah.
All
okay. right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I heard that while I was being silent. I was being stuck up to him. Yeah, there we go. Let it go.
I accept.
Yes, indeed.
All right, you all be peaceful.
You
all
too,
right.
You all
too.
Right.
All right, beautiful. And then also make sure you email me so we can know who won the book. Email us your information.
Yeah.
I'll get it over to Bilal. So thank you. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Peace and love. Oh, beautiful. We have so many callers on the line. You guys hold the line. We're going to go into the after hours. And I see all of you waiting there. 646-652-2711. Press 1 when you get on the line. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, I believe. I think I left off at the right spot. Area code 267. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, wow, this is Melvin. I didn't think I was going to get through. Greetings.
Well, Melvin, you're on the line, Melvin. What's your word? What's your question?
I actually came on the tail end, but I do have a word. I know that everybody was picking words about the square, and my word was pride.
Pride. That's a good one. Yeah.
Pride.
Yeah, pride right before the fall.
I've been doing a
lot. Let me tell you what pride. No, listen to that pride. Okay, you ready for this?
Uh huh.
The P is for perceptive. It's a perceptive ride. It's like you're riding on an invisible horse.
Okay.
It's a perceptive ride. Okay. So it's you take perception out of what you're doing. Because what you perceive is never the reality. Mm. Perception is never the reality. It's never the reality.
Okay.
You know what? I tell you what. Because I was with somebody. I had just made it in town. This guy had a beautiful car, man. I mean, he picked me up from the airport. And we was on the way in, and they had people next to us. They were looking at us and shaking their heads. Oh, I like that car. They just said, no, we were going to run out of gas. That's why he was going so fast. Because it was their perception. And I'm nervous. And I said, we're going to run out of gas in here. You understand? So your perception is never the reality, especially in somebody else's life.
Wow.
That's why pride come before the fall. Somebody got to come and tell you, you on that invisible horse. You're on an invisible horse going nowhere.
Wow.
Yes.
It's connected to the ego.
And I'll say this, I did pull a card for you too, and the card that came up in the Know Your Magic deck was Get a New Story.
Mm-hmm.
Get a New Story. It's about actions, it's about thought, it's about cause and effect. So this is an opportunity for you now to take a look at what's going on in your life at this moment, and Spirit is saying, get a new story.
Yeah, get a new ride.
Get in the
car. Get you another car. That shit over. Right.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense, especially the whole new story, and just start something different and embark on something totally different. And I'm finding myself that the direction that I thought that I was meant to go in is definitely not the direction that I'm supposed to. Then you turn back around and regroup and figure it all out over again.
Yeah.
Right.
Beautiful.
And pride definitely been in my way of making that right decision because I'm so prideful and it's like I just can't, you know, give up or start over again. Like it's such a bad thing. So,
it'll make you look old fast.
Yeah,
because like I said earlier, whatever you're trying to hold on to already gone. At one time, you have to fight to keep it. But, you know, let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go. Yeah.
Wow.
Beautiful, brother. Beautiful.
I thank you both.
Yeah.
All
you're
right.
Welcome, my brother.
You want to give away another book?
Yeah, that's fine. Get the brother a book.
I'll be the first guy. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
Look, he's counting.
Yeah.
He said he's the first guy.
I was counting the books. I know he said five. I'm like, oh, that's another one. Oh, Lord, I don't think I'm going to get picked.
Oh, you got it, man. Yeah, man.
All right. So there you go. Make sure you email me at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And, email me. And you can definitely we'll get that list over to Bilal. So thank you for calling in.
Say that again, QUESTION, blue.
I'm sorry. Question, QUESTION, the number 4,
Got you.
Blue, like the color, BLUE, at gmail.com.
I definitely thank you, Lee and gents, this evening.
Yes, indeed.
For y'all words.
All right, my brother. Enjoy.
All right.
Enjoy, my brother. All right.
Enjoy, yes. All right. And it is going to be, you know, you guys, I give away a lot of gifts on the show. And one of the things that I'm definitely requiring, and I know Bilal is giving these books away, but I'm requiring feedback. Because of all the gifts I got, I think maybe one person emailed back to say that they got it, that they loved it, and I want to know that feedback. Otherwise, I'm just going to start telling guests and also myself that this isn't what y'all want. So if you don't give the feedback after you get the gifts, because, you know, these things do come with a lot of currency and energy that people put into them to send them out to you and get them to you guys, let us know that this is something you want, because otherwise we can do something else. So for all of you getting the book, we definitely want to get some feedback on that once you get the book, and tell us how you enjoy it, whatever you think, you know, you're thankful, whatever you want to say. To be able to give that feedback back. All right. So 8 minutes left to go in the forum. We will be going to the after hour. Whoo, because I see the phone lines are lit up. I know you guys are saying that the phone lines are busy and you can't get through. Keep trying. If you don't get to catch us on the after hours, I know, Brother Bilal, I'll just ask you now to come back. You know, we would love to have
Appreciate that. That's my word.
So that's good. You guys, if you want to connect with Brother Bilal, you can actually go to his website, www.BilalTheExperience.com, or you can email him at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com, and you can pick up his new project, which is problem number 13. Excellent. And for those of you who want to find out more about what he does, the Bilal Experience, all of that is there. I call him a modern-day Doctor Who. If you guys ever have seen the show Doctor Who, you want to go check that out, because this is the real modern-day Doctor Who here. Yes. So if you guys, if you like the show, we're going to do this, and then we're going to keep taking questions. If you like it, I want you to like it. If you love it over on Facebook. Leave a comment. Leave me a note. Drop me a note. Let me know that you love it. Don't forget, Sunday night, Brother Panic is going to be live in the forum. We're going to be doing that show as well. It's going to be a great share, a very, very great share. And I guess this time that we'll take as we're pausing here, I want to say this to everybody out there. I know some of you are already ordering the Oracle cards that are out there, and I want to say thank you. No, the Oracle cards are available. You can get them. Email us at questionforblue@gmail.com. Tell us you want the Oracle book, the Oracle cards, excuse me, and you can get them. We're going to be sending them out. I need you guys to put your address in there, because where are we sending them? I need you to send me your address. So when you're getting them, you need to send me your physical address, take your time, make sure everything is spelled there. We're getting a lot of requests, but we're not getting no address. We don't want to make this difficult. The website will be up soon. It'll be a place for you to put all of that information. But for now, for those of you who want to take advantage of the 48-hour special to get in so that you can get the one-on-one in the Kundalini Lab, because the Kundalini Lab is officially open. Yes, and Bilal was in the Kundalini Lab with us, along with you guys.
A lot of fun.
Yes, we're going to be doing all kinds of things in the Kundalini Lab. So you may even find Bilal over there. Who knows?
Yes.
In the Kundalini Lab. So you guys get over there and definitely make sure that you put your phone number and that you also put your address so we can contact you about the Oracle cards and let you know. So we're going to keep going. 5 minutes left to go in the forum. I'm not going to have you close us out just yet, but I am really enjoying this share here tonight. Words That Manifest with Bilal right here, a remix first. So we're going to go to the next caller. Let's see where we left off.
What do we got?
Let's see. I think I left off here. Let's see. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 323. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
Hi, Ms. Blue.
Greetings, yes.
Hi, this is Carol Ann calling from Los Angeles.
Oh, greetings, Carol Ann.
Hi, how are you? And Bilal, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. I'm fine. I'm just loving this show tonight. It's amazing.
All right. You found a word for us? What you have?
Well, I tuned in late, but the word that keeps coming to me is hermit.
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 That's the lamp. With the hermit, you have to say about the hermit. The hermit is looking for the light. So that's a silence. That's the wisdom in a silence called also. So it's pretty much telling you to sit still in more of the solitary. More go into the, you know how you play a solitaire, the card game.
Well, I've seen it before, but I never really played it.
Right, but you don't have to play it. What I'm trying to get you to understand is, like, you can't win the game unless you're lining everything up. So something is telling you to go back to the drawing board so you can line things back up. You're skipping the process. Something letting you, you're skipping the process. It's like you need 2, 3, 4, 5. But you're going 2, 6, and you want to just go to the top, and it's not, you know, you need the – You have to work it all out. You have to earn it. Just like we were talking about earlier, someone called over the word learn. You have to earn it. You have to earn your way through it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So something is telling you to go on the inside. Go in.
Yeah, and you know the interesting about what you're saying too, because the other word that I was thinking of was listen.
Well, you look what it's saying. It's a list inside of you. It's a list of things you want to do. But you can't do them all at one time. That's why you have to write them down. Listen. The list is inside. Listen. Listen. But it comes with paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So that's why you have to just see, now that's confirmation. You have to come to a standstill so you can pay attention to what's being said.
Yes, beautiful.
But I thought I was standing still.
What'd you say? Now you said the word thought. You said the word thought you were standing still, saying that you're not standing still. You understand? So it's standing still. I'm not talking about just standing up physically in one spot.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is stop all them different voices in your head. There's too many voices in your head. You're sharing too much information. You know, just like if you're buying a house and you ask 10 different people if you should buy it. And then at the end of the day, you don't know who said what, and all these voices going off in your head. And by the time you figure it out, you know, somebody else bought the house.
Scattered.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you pull anything for Ms. Blue?
Yes, I did. Actually, I pulled a card for you, and what came up was Ms. Blue, number 34 in the deck. And Ms. Blue, really, it really kind of speaks true to what Bilal was saying here. Ms. Blue reminds you that proper planning and direct objectives, you can achieve anything in life. And so this is about preparation, it's about intention, and it's about sacred rituals. So really, this is a time to just kind of reinvent and get refocused. Because even when you think about the hermit, think of it this way, and I'm learning a little bit to look at these words a little bit more through Brother Bilal sharing. It's about her admitting. It's about you. A hermit has to admit, you know, and it's about you being able to admit that somewhere in there, the planning, your objectives. Somewhere in there, things got off. Did you stop doing your sacred rituals? Because that's what spirit is saying.
Yes.
You know, think about those sacred rituals. You forgot
my
you stopped
goodness.
Doing that. Yes. You got to get the
me
deck.
On blast.
Well, Carolyn, listen, don't go anywhere. I want you to hold that line. We have 44 seconds. We just want to say peace and love to everyone. See you guys on Sunday night. That is
right.
Not on the phone lines. Brother Bilal, great share. We're going to keep going. We're going to go into the after
appreciate
hours.
Having a great time.
Coming up. Email Brother Brother Bilal, I call everybody brother. I know you're not a brother.
That's good.
You are a brother, but you know what I mean. Bilal the Experience at gmail.com, or you can go to the website www.BilalTheExperience.com. Don't forget to download Peace and Love, everybody, and see you guys on Sunday night. We're going to keep going right here live in the remix. Peace and much love, warm spirit, as we continue. So we're in the after hours, Carol Ann, and let me just kind of finish this up for you.
Well, I'm just amazed that you really put me on blast, Ms. Boo, because I was just saying today to the other day, I was like, I've got to get back into my, you know, with the things that you told me to do. And I started some, but then I skipped some, then I do this one, then one day I don't do that one, and it's a mess.
Well, you know, the good thing is, you know the song, Annie's song, The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow? We get to do it again. You get to do it again. That's one of my favorite songs, too. Let's do it again. So,
well, I think she missed
time.
The early part of the show, too, about the honesty.
I did. The honesty is the alchemy.
It's the alchemy.
Yes.
Please enjoy the blast. I wish somebody would have been put me on blast before I had studied. I mean, you know, it. Trust me.
Yes, and, you know, and it's a reminder to me. It's a reminder to all of us who are listening to make sure that we're in our sacred rituals, that we're doing these things of preparation, you know, and really setting intention, you know, all of these things, like you said, so that we can continue on our path and our journeys and do those things that need to get done. So this is a great reminder because now you get to do it. So this is confirmation again. You were just saying this to yourself, and so now Spirit came and confirmed it and said, okay,
wow.
Sacred rituals, get back into it. This is where the magic is, yes.
Yes, I fell off the wagon.
Well, we all
do.
All
right.
We
all
do.
Right.
But the thing is, know you're perfect and exactly where you are. Exactly where you are.
Thank you so much. And I'm so happy to be able to be honest with myself.
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
Okay.
To be
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Peace
right.
and
good
love
night.
To you, and I will be in touch, Carolyn. Powerful sister
okay.
there. You got
okay. Love. Love you
yes.
both.
But,
all right. Thank you.
You make family too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, wow. That was beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. We have so many callers on the line, you guys. I do want to talk about how our connection came together, us, Brother and Bilal, but we're going to do that in just a moment. We're going to go to the next callers calling in from area code 216, because I see y'all jumping up and down if I do that now. So 216, you're live on the phone. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Twin Goddess.
Greetings to you, Twin Goddess.
Hey. I have been really, really enjoying this show tonight. I, too, tuned in late. But I guess my word, I got two words. One was being, and the other one is, like, now.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which one? Which In the state of being, because when you say being, all it is the being in motion. It's no different from to be or not to be. You understand? Be yourself or not be yourself. You understand?
Right. Yeah.
You know,
the being that.
What'd you say?
I was just saying that the being that I was thinking of was, like being still.
The understand the operation of the bee on how the bee
mm-hmm.
works around the queen bee. You understand? We're
mm-hmm.
talking about the bees. Go study the bees. Study the nature of the bee.
Mm-hmm.
The bee works. The work bee. You understand? And so, because you say now. Now is you connecting that to time. Turn now around. You see, you're saying you want to win because now is W-O-N backwards, one.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You know, now it's always the now.
Mm-hmm.
So what you see, the now letting you know you're not in the present. You got to come to the present.
Beautiful.
You
got
to come
here,
it's calling you to the now. Yes.
Mm. Yes, yes. I've pulled the card for you, too, and I just kind of got a little excited because it kind of speaks to what Bilal is saying to you there. And really what Spirit is saying for you is that prosperity is all around you, and now mm-hmm. is the time
right.
for you to reclaim, and celebrate, which means that you've kind of lost your joy for life. This is about
mm-hmm.
joy. It's about you
mm-hmm.
getting back into joyful activities, getting back into life. And this is how you're going to begin to tap into your abundance, because this is what
mm-hmm.
the blind spot is for you at this time, is your abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense when I say that?
It does make sense. I was talking to my son this morning, and I was telling him that, you know, that I wanted to keep the money, the money that we have. Money is not going to be an object, you know, I know that, but I don't want to be frivolous. And I said, I'm not focusing on lacking. I'm focusing on abundance. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm focusing on always having.
Right.
You know, so, you know, and I said, you know, us being in the same house, we had to focus on the same thing. And, you know, that's our intentions, you know, doing my rituals with my son.
Right.
You know, and, you know, our intentions.
Right. That's beautiful. Here's something I want you to think about. I understand you don't want to be frivolous with your money, and that makes all the sense in the world. But remember, money is currency. That's just energy moving through you.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so the fact that you bring up the word frivolous means
mm-hmm.
that you're not practicing abundance.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Right.
Here's something you can do, though, to change that energy. Let's say you have $5 and you say, listen,
mm-hmm.
we're not going to be frivolous and just spend this whole $5. This is
mm-hmm.
this is the thought, you understand.
Mm-hmm.
But see,
mm-hmm.
currency is like energy. Currency goes where energy flows. And if you're practicing abundance, then that means that even if you did decide to spend the $5, you get another $5 because
exactly.
it's constantly flowing. So what
wow.
you can do
wow.
is you can actually take a dollar out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Go buy yourself
mm-hmm.
a fruit drink, an ice cream
mm-hmm.
cone, something
mm-hmm.
small, a cookie, a washcloth. There was times, and I talked about this on an earlier show, where me and my children were almost homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Times. But
mm-hmm.
one of the things that I knew is that I knew that all of our needs would be taken care of.
Right.
Now, like Brother Bilal was saying, don't think I didn't get tested on that.
Right.
I got tested on that. I got tested.
Right.
But what I would never do is say I didn't have money for something. I would never say that. I would say this is what I'm choosing to do at this time. I'm choosing to take us to get an ice cream cone for 22 cents. That's what I'm choosing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm choosing
mm-hmm.
to buy a dollar washcloth at this time. See, because
mm-hmm.
it's different when you activate it that way as opposed to saying, I'm not going to be frivolous because I may not get no more. But the mere fact that you can say that means that you're not operating in the place
mm-hmm.
of prosperity or even with joy.
Mm-hmm.
And so this card comes to you. It's the card number joy. And when you get your deck, you can look at it. It's card
mm-hmm.
number 35. And matter of fact, it's the card for the show tonight. How fitting is that?
Wow.
So if you're on the site, you can take a look at this. And this card, this is what Spirit is saying to you. And I want you to think about everything that Bilal just told you and what I just told you. Spirit is saying prosperity is all around you. You can't see it.
Right.
So you got to go back and reclaim it.
You know what, too, Blue, because abundance was a word I worked with before, and it's really saying a bunch dancing. Abundance.
Sure,
see, you got it. It's a lot dancing around you, but if you don't dance with it, it's going to another party. You understand?
I'm a dance.
Dance, baby, dance.
This is what I'm saying. Because this is what this card says. It says reclaim and celebrate. And if you look at the two people, they are dancing in a circle.
Yes.
So celebrate. celebrate your abundance today and prosperity. Get your son, have a dinner, and say, we celebrate. We're celebrating. We're celebrating abundance.
There you go. That's it right there. Right.
That is it.
Right.
That is it. Oh, my goodness. Right. I'm getting my deck.
Yes. Get the deck.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. So you just created abundance right now. So there you go.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Have a great night. All right.
Thank you.
Yes, peace and love. Oh, that was beautiful. Good. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 469, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue.
469? Yes, Green
Can you hear?
Is on the line. Yes.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I was on Ms. Blue.
Yes.
Hey, I just called in. Can you read my dick? That's all I heard. So,
okay, do what?
That's all you heard. You've been holding for 36 minutes. You heard more than that. What's your word? What's your word for Brother Blau?
Money.
Money is your word. Boy, we say things and don't know what we're saying, but go ahead.
So that was what you're looking to achieve, money? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, Ms. Blue just told you it's currency. So it's connected to you staying current, to you keeping the charge. Money is attracted. See, first of all, money is designed to move. That's why if you hold the money under your mattress, it's going to still get from under there because it got to move. Even if somebody got a brick in your house and steal it, it's going to move. So money is designed to move, but at the same time, it's currency. Money is attracted to products. You would have to be in the inventive mode, come up with an idea, come up with something that attracts money. Money is a magnet. That's why they have a magnet inside of it. It's just a magnet. But it's paper. Don't, you know, come up with the product.
All right, well, I'm creating my website, so hopefully they come through.
The website won't make the money.
No, and wait a minute. Who is on the line, please? What's your name?
Mike.
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, where are you calling from, Mike?
Dallas, Texas.
You calling from Dallas. You calling from Dallas, Mike? Okay, Mike. Let me pull a card for you, Mike. That's okay, because I caught a glimpse of something from you, Mike. Mike, do you draw?
No.
You don't draw. Do you write?
It's on my website. I do blogs. That's about it.
Okay, so you write. Because I see you with the pen in your hand, and I see you writing. Okay. So hold that thought, Mike. I'm going to tell you the card that came up for you in the Know Your Magic deck is lightning power. Lightning power. And what Spirit is saying is that it's time for you to pay attention to signs and symbols. Because Spirit is communicating with you. You're looking for money. That's why you can't find it. Because money doesn't exist. There really isn't no such thing as money. As me and Bilal talked about, it's currency. It's just like if I told you right now to reach up in the air and grab a handful of current. Could you grab it? You couldn't. But we know current moves through us. Current is flowing. You can't. It's almost as if you're standing somewhere and you're trying to predict exactly where lightning will strike. You can't find it. That's why they will tell you very rarely does lightning strike the same place twice. You can't find it. So stop chasing money and start chasing Mike, because that's who holds the energy, as Bilal was telling you, for the currency. We talk about this all the time on the remix. So if you're looking for money, you will not find it. You won't. You know, money is also very much closely related to mundane in the dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Very closely related, because you're not going to be able to produce money. You can't produce money. Many have tried. It didn't work. So you have to start paying attention to signs and symbols and finding that which is in you. Because every single one of us came back equipped to do what we needed to do to sustain ourselves. And so I want to tell you this, Mike. I want you to think about some of the other things that you're doing when you're not building your website. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is what I want to tell you. That's not going to get you where you think it's going to get you. And you've already had a close brush with it. Does that make sense when I say you had a close brush?
Yeah.
Okay. So the glimpse that I caught you writing was you were writing behind some bars, and you weren't writing musical notes. So that means that this is a time for you to pay attention to signs and symbols, because Spirit is saying we're sending them to you. We're trying to look out for you. We're trying to warn you. We're trying to show you what direction to go in, which really those signs and symbols is really just connected to your higher self. So
yeah, that information will work more than money just now. Shit.
So,
for real.
I'm just letting you know, stay away from that, because you got too much in you, too much lightning in you. You understand? And you're that beacon right now. So you're on high alert. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So send me a link to your blog, because I want to read it. I want to see what you're over there writing, and so we can get you out there and let people know what you're doing, what kind of work you're doing. All right?
All right. I'll send you a link.
All right. And all right, Brother Bilal, I think you got another book you want to give.
yeah, get Mike. The brother the book, please.
All
appreciate
right,
that,
Mike.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll email you right now.
Okay, well,
yeah,
do that
yeah,
right
brother.
Now. I want to get that. And Mike?
I'm going to send you the blogs.
Okay. Pay attention, okay. Signs and symbols. I want to see you writing outside the bars.
Oh, this book, I don't know. It's a trip.
Peace and love.
All right, brother. All right.
Beautiful.
Just real talk. I just caught a vision. I just needed to share that. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. You're calling in from a private number, so you'll have to know who you are. Private number.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Hello? Who's on the line? Yes, who's on the line?
Hi, Miss Lee. Hi, Bilal.
Hi.
Hi. This is Latoya calling from London in the UK.
Oh, you're calling from the UK. Peace and love to all of our
listeners. Can you hear me okay?
I can. If you have a headset, put that on so we don't get feedback there.
A headset. Oh, it's in the next room. I'll have to run to the next room.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. What's your word? Thank you for calling. Yes, we can hear you. It's good.
Okay, cool. The word I want was addiction.
Addiction.
Yeah, addiction.
Well, what the first thing I want you to look at diction, right? Like dictionary.
Yeah.
Addiction, right?
Addiction.
What happened
yeah.
is you're adding diction, you're adding words. You know, like when something is not working.
Hmm.
And then you start saying, oh, you know what, it's going to work. That's you adding diction. It's not going to work, but you just adding more words to it and just buying more time for it not to work. That's what addiction is about, you adding words. You know, like when a person is on drugs?
Yeah.
And they say the drugs just talking to them and calling them?
Yeah.
They're adding diction. They're putting a voice to that. You understand? So as you sitting still and allowing yourself to hear the inner voice, don't make up no words. Don't make up something to cover up. Don't add no diction. That's what a diction. Go look up diction, because diction is like the word on how you're pronouncing it. So we start adding voices. You understand? We start adding. You take the addiction off of it.
Okay. Yeah. My head is definitely.
What's your pull for, Ms. Blue?
Go ahead. You were saying what? Go ahead. It's a little bit.
I was just gonna say that my head is very much like in the skies a lot. If you get what I mean. And I've been trying to get back to the ground. If that makes sense.
Okay.
Trying to get more action in, because mostly I've just been like studying or researching or thinking a lot. I think a lot, and I've noticed I do need to like ground myself and really start doing something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah, beautiful.
It's your thought pattern. You see, if you change one thought, you change your whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Because listen to what you say. Your self esteem, right?
Yeah,
I want you to think about taking a shower. You know how the steam come up in the bathroom?
Mm.
And you can write on the mirror, you can write what you want. Mm,
mm.
The self is the steam. You have to invest into yourself. You got to get yourself burning again. You got to find your passion.
Yeah.
You have to find your passion. That's why you keep getting burnt. People keep burning you, huh? You keep getting burnt.
Mm, I find I burn myself more, if anything. Not even, it's like on my own.
Yeah, something trying to give you that spark. Something trying to give you the spark.
Yeah. Mm. And you know what came up from the Know Your Magic deck was Baby Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever Baby Blue, this energy comes up and she chooses to be your ally, it really, she brings meaningful, deep, meaningful messages. And she reminds you that only love is real. And love's creative power is the spark. And it's sparked by conscious actions of compassion. And so when we were when Bilal was telling you about the steam in the bathroom, about the self-esteem and giving yourself that spark, you have to have compassion for yourself. You're giving everyone else compassion, but no compassion to yourself. And what that's doing, it's taking the steam out of you. It's taking the spark away from you because you're constantly beating yourself up. So you're right. You don't need anybody else to burn you. Like you said, you're burning yourself.
Burned
this is
out.
You burning
burned
yourself. So this is about the energy of Baby Blue. It's about positive expectations. It's about the innocence, and it's about trust. It's about trust. And we know that once we looked at the pyramid, like we did at the beginning of the show, it's trust, and then it's honesty.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And so that innocence, you got to come to yourself with innocence, because if you were to tell your story or somebody else was to tell you your same story, you would have so much compassion for them. But yet you tell yourself your own story and there's no compassion.
Yeah.
So it's about that positive expectation. Do something you love. Do something you enjoy. That has nothing to do with study or work or anything. Something that just makes you laugh and have fun. Take yourself to that place of innocence and enjoy. Do something you haven't done before. I don't care if it's to go walk around and maybe go to different shopping places, even if you're just looking somewhere you have not been. So you can bring that innocence and know what it feels like to be in that place that you trust yourself, you're very innocent, and you're having positive expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the feeling you want to hold on to when you begin to look at yourself and look at where you are. Have that compassion for yourself, that love and that compassion for who you are.
Mm.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yes, yeah. I say we give you a book too. You're our first, you're our only international caller for tonight. So I say, I know many are listening, but I think we give you a book. So you're going to get a book too. Email me at question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And I'll make sure I get that over to Brother Bilal, and you get that book as well. Okay? So peace and love. We'd love to hear you come back and tell us about it. Thank
you. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you, Bilal.
Thanks. All right, you're welcome. Have a great evening.
All right.
Peace and love. All right, 34 minutes left to go in the forum. Oh, wow, great share here tonight. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling, it looks like, from area code 937. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good morning. This is Jay Wood.
Greetings morning, to you, dog. Jay Wood. Where are you calling from, Jay Wood?
I'm calling from Columbus.
Columbus. All right. Okay.
Ohio, by the way. Now, my word for today is peace.
Peace.
Well, it sounds good, you know what I'm saying? But peace is at a standstill. You know when you say rest in peace? That's a dead state, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're waiting to be moved. You understand? So as in my whole thing is, it's just like, you know, you be looking for a peace of mind. Why get a peace when you could have the whole thing? All right? It's so much more to get. Stop going after just the piece of it. Go for the whole thing.
I dig it.
All right? Because what's going to happen is you're just waiting on something to move you. And you may not want to be moving in the way life may push you. All right? So you know, but the piece is a state of surrender. That's when you wave the white flag. Even though it sounds good, man, we're at peace, but it's still just a standstill. So get out of that standstill and move. Go to your next interest. Find something interesting, something resting inside of you. Go find something. Go to the bookstore and see what calls you. Don't stay in that state of peace because it's gonna flip over on you. Okay.
I pulled the card for you, too, and interesting enough, what came up was the heart chakra. The heart chakra. And whenever this card comes up or whenever the spirit brings this up, spirit is really reminding you of the connection between your mind, your body, and your soul, and that all of these must be in balance to experience unconditional love. And one of the things I want you to take a look at in your life at this time, I want you to think about the search, because really what you're looking for is harmony, you know, in the midst of love. Does that make sense when I say that?
It makes way too much sense, because I was just thinking like peace and harmony. It was like that first one say, but go ahead.
Yeah, so it's about this harmony through love. The first thing, though, and this is also one of the most intricate parts of the heart. The heart is about love, but the heart is also about forgiveness. And so that peace and that harmony and that love that you're looking for to not only express but have it be given back to you, it's going to start with you with forgiveness. So work on those things of forgiveness. Remember, forgiveness is never about the other person or the situation, but it's about you. So those things in your life that you really, really have been in the back of your mind, that maybe you've let them go. And sometimes we let things go, but we haven't forgiven things. See, it's a difference. I can let something go, but I may not have forgiven the person. And so these
Absolutely
are about the things
right.
that you have let go, but you haven't forgiven. So forgive them, because this is going to open up a whole new world for you. I can even just see the energy exuding from your heart. You know, you have so much love. And usually, you know, when brothers come on, I always say, oh, you know, let somebody love you. Well, you're truly a brother that knows how to let people love you, and you know how to love. And so for you, the challenge here for you to stand on top of your square is about the forgiveness.
Hmm.
Forgiveness.
Okay. Yeah,
right.
You're definitely right. So I let go, but I don't forgive. So I guess it's not the same thing. So
yeah.
You made that connection. I guess I didn't see it that way.
Well, beautiful. Well, you forgive. You forgive, and you'll see all the powerful things begin to happen for you, you know, just through that. You've done the letting go, which is a very challenging thing for anybody to do, but now you have to forgive. Forgive. Yeah, beautiful.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good
peace
night,
and blessings.
Peace.
That was his word, peace. Beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 336. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Joe Vaughn, calling out of Greensboro, North Carolina. How you doing, Miss Blue?
I'm doing wonderful. Big ups to Greensboro.
Here we go. Appreciate it. What's going on, Brother Bilal?
I'm good, my brother. How you feeling, my brother?
I'm hanging in there. Appreciate it.
All right. All right.
My word is freedom.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Is it, I mean, you could hear it in the word itself. We're talking about, we right back at the dome. We're talking about a free dome.
Right, right.
We're talking about it. You're talking about expressing yourself. You need to stop. Don't. You can't do no edit with a free dome. It's a free dome. You able to express all that you feel in real time.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It's like freestyling. That's what it is, a free freedom.
Right.
But you're talking about freedom of expression. That when you ever say freedom, you're talking about expression. So whatever you holding in, you have to let it out, because freedom is connected to the truth. And like we said earlier, the truth set you free to be honest.
Right.
So the freedom, trying to let you know, is giving you this window of opportunity to go back to being honest, so you could become light again. That's why you can't express yourself, because you're not being totally honest. That's what it is. So remember I said earlier, the truth only benefits the person that's telling it.
Right, right.
But see, you can tell the truth without being honest.
Yeah, understood.
All right, it's going to always sway your way. But to be honest, is you incorporating your feelings inside of that. And see, what happened is, if you be honest with people, maybe, you know how they say, when if you love something, let it go, let it free?
Right.
Because you'll be scared to lose if you be honest. That's why it's so hard to be honest, because we're afraid to lose. But freedom is just trying to give you this opportunity to go be honest.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah.
Okay.
I pulled a card for you as well, and from the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. And nurturing, Mawu nurturing came up, the goddess Mawu.
Okay.
Nurturing. And this has a lot to do with the feminine energy in your life and women. I want you to think back. And one of the things, whenever this particular energy comes up this way, that spirit is saying, is that there was sort of some nurturing that was missed in your younger days from your mother. Is that true?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so whenever nurturing Mawu comes up, and the way that it's coming up, what spirit is clearly showing me is really just having you sort of kind of wrapped in her arms, and she's hugging you and loving you at this time. So this is one of those things that's close to your heart. But Mawu comes up, and she comes up to remind you that your authentic creativity, which comes from honesty, it's going to be your way to enlightenment, which has a lot to do with freedom, you know. And this is the time for you for prosperity. And prosperity includes all of those things. It includes freedom. It includes enlightenment. It includes, you know, health. It encompasses everything. So a couple of things that you can begin to focus on. One, is seeds of your intention. I want you to begin to think about where you're planting seeds at. And I'm talking about both seeds. I'm talking about physical seeds, like we think in our mind, and I'm also talking about the procreation seeds. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And know that you can really pay attention to those seeds that you're planting, because remember, you were once in that place where you needed that nurturing. And nurturing doesn't just come from the mother. It also comes from the father. So often I talk about how women are mothering things, but father's responsibilities is to father things too, and to begin to think about where your fruit is lying. Where is your fruit at? Where are those seeds of intentions that you planted? Where are they at? Are they following the same course that you followed, or are you doing something different there? Because here in that place of nurturing is where your abundance is going to come from for you. This is where your freedom is. When you're able to give that, that freedom is going to be received back to you.
Hmm. Powerful. Hmm. Yes. Wow. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I take all that in, you know. I got a little.
Okay. Well, we're marinating right with you. We are right here with you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate both of y'all. Love y'all for this, man.
Yeah. Peace and love to you. Thank you so much. And let us know how it goes. Peace and love. Thank you.
Well, all right.
Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 919. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Miss Blue and Mr. Bala.
All right.
Will calling from Goldsboro, North Carolina.
Oh, NC is in the house.
Yeah, North Kakilaki is in the house.
Yeah.
My word is transformation.
Transformation.
That's what the show is about tonight, about you making this transformation. And what transformation is taking things to a whole new level. You know how, you know, because the word transit itself means to move. Okay? But
okay.
What happened, it's just like you're making a different, you're shifting the formation, transformation. You know how you say, man, I'm going to take this relationship to the next level.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're still in the same relationship. You just seen it different. That's all it is. You understand?
Okay.
It's based on some type of experience that happened to make you appreciate this relationship more. And then you say, oh, man, we're gonna really do this thing now. But you're saying you've been missing. You understand? So transformation is about you getting back in it.
Okay.
And being transformative. You're changing. You understand? You're growing the relationship. You're growing. You're growing yourself. You're expanding words. You're doing everything. You're adding a little more to it. That's what transformation is about.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. I pulled a card for you as well, too. And what came up is wisdom. Wisdom. And, you know, wisdom is really the language of the higher self when we talk about getting into wisdom. A lot of times when we think about wisdom, some people say, there's no such thing as wisdom. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And wisdom is connected with that energy of your higher self. So whenever this energy comes up, what spirit says is that this is the time for you now. It's a need for you to use discernment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To think about those things in your life, to use discernment. Because wisdom is about having a true vision, you know. And it's also about being receptive. And it's also about sensitivity. And when we think about sensitivity, it means to really be able to take information in, to transform information in through all of the senses. So you want to use all of your senses, your eyes, your hearing, your seeing, you know, all of the senses, even the third eye.
Okay.
You want to begin
okay.
to look at
okay.
how you feel. You want to begin to see how you see things through your pupils, your two students, your
mm-hmm.
pupils, as Brother Bilal
right.
says, and also through your third eye, and also through your crown chakra, because that's going to be the place where you get the wisdom. And then you
mm-hmm.
can begin to operate with discernment. To be
yeah.
able to discern where is the transformation going, because all transformation is not good transformation.
Mm.
Okay.
All of it is not good. So using your discernment at this time is what Spirit says for you to look at. And also the number that comes up, because the cards are color-coded, they use numerology, they use a lot of ancient knowledge. The color that comes up for you is going to be that violet color, which has a lot to do with the third chakra, the third eye. And also the number two, which represents duality. It also represents that partnership when we think about the yin and the yang. When we think about the masculine and the feminine, it's about coming together in that state of balance. And so right now, those things that are going on that have a lot to do with relationships, you need to operate with wisdom, Spirit is saying, and use discernment.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. You know what? It's so ironic. I've been actually working on the, you know, meditating and everything, trying to get, you know, in alignment and balance with, you know, to get the discernment, you know, and that's so wonderful.
Mm.
And it's just like a confirmation coming from the both of you
yeah,
where
yeah.
I need to go. Thank you
oh,
so
well,
very
beautiful.
Much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And thank you so much. So tapping meditation is exactly what you need to do. So you're right on it. And by the way, thank you so much for calling in. By the way, everyone, all of the cards, all 44 of them, have their own meditation to go along with them in the Know Your Magic Oracle deck. So lots of treats coming for that. We're going to go to the next caller. We have about 17 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the form. If you're on the call and you have a question, press
yeah.
one. We'd love to hear from you. But we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 22. Where did you go? 229. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Arius. I'm calling from Georgia.
Calling right. from Georgia. Boogie down, Georgia.
Yeah, man. Also known in the room as Icy Hot. I want to apologize for something I said earlier about you should be a motivational speaker or a guidance counselor. But I didn't mean that.
Oh, that
whole
was
line.
You. That was you.
Yes.
I don't even think Bilal was in the chat room. That was me.
No, I wasn't in the chat room.
Yeah. I didn't mean anything negative by it. I just, it's the way you speak to people and what they get from it. And, you know, that's what I meant by it.
Okay. Well, beautiful. What's your word?
Well, my word is significant.
Mm.
Mm.
A deep
significant. Word. Yes, indeed. No. But and you mean as in other? What? How you mean that?
As in, it will stand out to you. Like when I look at the word, I already see sign in it. But
mm-hmm, you see
out,
it, huh?
That, yeah, that would connect to you.
Right, right, right.
It like screams your name.
Mm, yeah, but you see the sign in it, but you see, can you see like the It's like your intent, like your intention. All right, because mm-hmm. what? Yeah, but because look what it's saying. Because you know, all of us, we have. It's just like driving, right? And it's like
right.
just imagine you going to your destination, but you don't stop for no red light, no stop sign, nothing at all. You get what I'm saying? You're gonna crash. You're gonna run into somebody. So it's really is you coming to a sense of the signs. You understand what stands out about them? Because it may be a block you stop on that it's something you really need to see. You understand?
Right.
Just like having a significant other. What does that mean to you when I say that, having a significant other?
It's like your other half, your better half, everything you're not.
Everything you're not?
Everything you feel like you're missing.
Right. It's that you think about what I said. You think about you. It's like we think we have a void, right?
Right.
Because it's something we're avoiding. It's the sign trying to put it back in place for you. That significant other, you have to respect that. Because maybe they could see something you don't see. That's why it's a significant part of that person. Like, damn, I would have missed that sign. Damn, I would have missed that. Because we can't see everything by ourselves. We, you know what I'm saying? That's why the assistance is so necessary.
Right, okay.
You got me? So use that more, that sense. And that intent also have to be there. But you see, I'm glad you saw the sign, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, powerful. And I'll tell you, for you, I did pull a card, too. And the card that came up was the goddess Sekhmet.
Hmm.
The goddess Sekhmet. And Sekhmet is all about survival, about strengthening, and energy work. And whenever this card comes up, what spirit reminds you is that you have to push through some of your blocks and some of your obstacles. And this is going to be key for you, to stand in the fire.
Mm.
To stand in the fire. Because what spirit is saying, that this is the time of purification and cleansing of the mind, the body, and the heart for truth and higher consciousness. So kind of what Brother Bilal was just saying, not kind of, what he was just saying to you, is that so you don't miss something. Because
right.
It's kind of like, you know, have you ever told somebody something and they say, I already figured it out?
Mm-hmm. All the time.
When that happens, you stop. You stop what you're saying. Don't you stop? Or do you keep telling them what you're getting ready to tell them? Or you say, oh, okay, you got it. You good.
I would stop and listen to what they have to say about it.
That's right. You stop and you listen. Well, Spirit is saying at this particular time that it is time for you to go through purification. Whenever we get ready to go through purification and cleansing, particularly when we talk about the mind, the body, and the heart, it is for truth, what we call our truth. It's coming to that place of honesty, what we've been talking about tonight, and really going to a higher level in our consciousness. So this is very key for you and a great place to be, that if you begin to work in this particular area and stand in the fire, then you can begin, Brother Bilal, call drop, but you can begin to cleanse, to purify, so you can go to the next level. So you're right at the cusp of going to the next level in your consciousness. But it's going to take you to sort of kind of stand in that fire and really go through the cleansing and open up, in a sense, once you've cleansed your mind, your body, and your heart. Yes.
I want to thank you for that, Ms. Blue, because that made a lot of sense.
Yeah. So you're right there. Great work. Work with the goddess Sekhmet. Do that energy work. That's where you're going to gather your strength and the survival tools that you need to really stand in the fire, so you can purify yourself, cleanse yourself, and go to the higher level, your higher consciousness. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Right, thank you for that, Ms. Blue. And when you get Brother Bilal back on, tell him I appreciate the info.
I sure will. I will tell him that. I certainly will. All right. Peace and love to you.
Goodbye.
Bye. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. I'm going to see if I can get Brother Bilal back on the phone. Calling in from area code 216, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Desmond. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
You're calling from where?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland from Ohio. Okay. And here's what I want you to do, because I'm going to get Brother Bilal back on the phone here. I think I can. Let me see. It's been a while since I've had to do this. But I'm going to see if I can get him to get back on the line with us. We have about 10 minutes left to go in the forum, you guys. If you guys actually did win. Yes. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Brother Bilal?
Yes.
Okay, well, I brought you back in on the call, so you're back on the air. And everybody's on the call, but I'm going to give you the caller in just 1 second. Let me finish the statement. I apologize. But I just want to let you guys know that if you want to get in touch with Brother Bilal, you can email him by going to Bilalexperience.com.
Yes.
You can do that. You can definitely do that to contact him there. Email information, everything is there. And then also, I want you guys to make sure you download this show. If you won one of the books, email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4blue@gmail.com. And email us, email your information, let us know you were a winner, and we'll pass that information over to Bilal, and he will get those books out to you. So we have a caller on the line calling in from, did you say Cleveland, Ohio?
Right.
Okay, thank you for that.
Okay.
And go ahead, Brother Bilal is back on the phone line.
Yeah, sorry about that. Dropped on me. What you have, what's your word?
Concentration.
Concentration?
Right.
Well, I know you hit a con in there, you know what I'm saying? You know when something is a con. You understand? So you really have to understand that don't try to focus on no one particular thing, because when you're concentrating, you know, like when something is real potent, you're taking the potency away from it. Know that every part of it needs to be seen. So you're talking about, you know, don't con yourself in thinking you at the right part because you're going to miss something. Stay, what it's saying, keep your focus, keep your attention on it. You understand? So don't fall for the, you know how we like to hear when people give us compliments. Listen at what they're not saying. See, we fall so in love with the compliment, we're not listening to what they're not saying.
Okay.
You get me?
Okay.
Because look, you concentration. Think about like concentrated orange juice. It's compact.
It's watered.
Right?
Too, yeah.
Right. you get what I'm saying? It's not from the real thing. You know, because
okay.
You know you've been taught to concentrate, so that means you focus on one thing, but it's a big picture. Go paint the whole picture.
Okay.
And so another thing you need to do too, you need to incorporate. You need to find someone you can partner with to really work on some things you're working on. Because you'd be so focused on one thing, you'll miss the essence of what's going on. So don't, you know. But it'd be very healthy for you to get somebody so you can bounce some of your ideas off of.
Right. Yes. Beautiful.
Okay.
Yes. I pulled a card for you, too. And the card that came up for you is the goddess Maya. And the goddess Maya in the Know Your Magic Oracle deck is the card number 14. And actually, if you take 1 plus 4, that makes 5, and 5 is the number of change. It is the number of transformation that comes. And whenever the goddess Maya comes up, she is about transformation, she's about balance, and she's about intuition. And so what Spirit is saying right now for you, that concentration, that level of concentration that you're trying to get to, that level of focus, she invites you to bring some changes in, to bring about a sense of balance. Balance is going to be your key for you, to bring that balance in. And Bilal was telling you that it's time for you to partner with somebody to bounce some ideas off. And this number here, the goddess Mayat, is all about cooperation is the key.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So focus on your intuition, you know, tap into those things that's within yourself that you know is about your balance, and it's going to help you with your transformation. Because right now what's happening is things are out of balance for you. So whenever things are out of balance, have you ever, I don't know if you guys ever did this, but have you ever walked on a a balance beam?
No. Oh, yeah.
No. Okay, it's a little too girly for you, I get it. But I hear you guys saying no. Well, anyway, on a balance beam, it's very hard because you have to put one foot in front of the other. And then what they teach you, like I used to take athletics, you know, as a kid, when you're walking on the balance beam, they really want you to hold your hands out. The reason you're holding your hands out, just like the goddess Mayat has her wings, because that helps you with your balance.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're walking on the balance beam, you're truly in the position of Mayat because you have your wings out, you know. The wings are also those things that represents not only balance, but the scales. It also helps you how you float through life. It also helps you how you move and you maneuver yourself, because when you're on the balance beam, you use your arms to stay balanced.
Mm-hmm.
You're not using your feet. You're using your arms to balance your body. And so right now, because things are going on for you, you have to kind of stretch your wings. And when you stretch your wings, you're able to pick things up intuitively.
Mm-hmm.
So this is about you opening up yourself so you can bring some balance in your life so you can focus. Because even before you get to the concentration, you have to have balance first, or else you're not going to be able to do it.
Yeah, but you know, a concentration camp. You see, this is what, this is, you know, because we grew up here and concentrate. But think about the magician on the stage. He wants you to concentrate on his hat because he's running the trick. I need you to look right here. I don't need you to look and see the trick. You understand? So we grow up here in this word concentrate, but stay kind of flexible, because that word concentrate will make your thinking too rigid. You're just going to, just like you said, just, I'm so focused on staying on this beam that, you know, like you said, you need to spread your wings and look at the little, a bigger part of the picture. So that was excellent.
Thank you. And so I want to thank you for calling in and, you know your magic, because you do know it. Trust your intuition.
Yeah, have some fun, man.
Have some fun.
Yeah. All right, I appreciate that.
All right. Peace and love to you. Peace and love. Thank you for calling in. All right, we have 2 minutes left to go in the forum. I see you guys there with questions. Email Brother Bilal. You can email him at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com so he can answer the rest of your questions. I'm sure he'll do that for you guys. And I just want to say to you, Bilal, it's been an excellent share. Thank you so much.
Oh, I had a great time. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And what a perfect.
Can't wait to get my deck. Well, I'm getting my cards tonight.
Yes. I'm excited to have you come on. And for those of you who don't know, we connected, me and Bilal, through a session. I had a session for him, amazing brother, and just was able to, while dealing with some of his records, see some of the amazing things that he was already working on and have been doing for over the last couple of centuries here, a decade here. So it's so good to have him come on the forum and be able to share. Remix Family, doing it big as you guys do all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be having more great shows. Thank you, modern day Doctor Who, Bilal. It's good to have you in the forum. It was a great share. Thank you so much. Peace and love to everyone, to your family and everyone there. Thank you so much for joining us in the forum. It was an amazing share.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Okay, you guys, that's going to do it for us here. We're going to get ready to get out of here. Don't forget to download. Brother Panic is coming up on Sunday night. We're going to be doing this share all over again. Sunday night, right here live in the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you can email me, question, QUESTION, the number 4, blue, @gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from each and every one of you. If you like the show, like it. And if you love it, I want you to love it and leave a comment. Can't wait for you guys to get those Oracle decks together. We're going to have so much fun in the remix. Peace and love. Much love, warm spirit. Much love to you guys. Until next time, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. So, everybody be safe, have fun, you know, do what you need to do. And we're going to get out of here. We're just going to go. I guess we're going to bounce ourselves out of here. I thought I was going to be able to play something, but I don't think I will. So, yeah, we're going to get out of here, everybody. See you guys on Sunday night. Thank you again. Thank you so much, Brother Bilal. It was a joy.
No problem. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah.